If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Woo! Let's go! Keep up that intensity! Let's go! Let's go!
Is there anyone hotter than Lisa May? Is there anyone hotter than Lisa May? When I hear her voice, with myself I want to play. Is there anyone hotter than Lisa May?
No, no, no!
God, what did you have for breakfast this morning? Carnation Instant Bitch?
Oh, yeah, that's so terrific.
Boy, God, this weather, I swear. Drive carefully, and when you go through those puddles, pump your brakes a little after you go out of the puddle. Kind of keep them together.
This reminds me of that old saying, you idiot.
Why you gotta be so insensitive all the time?
And now,
it's like to fall in the mud and get kicked in the head by an iron boot. Of course you don't, no one does. That never happens. Sorry, Ted, it's a dumb question. Skip that.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it's Tuesday, the 15th of Aprilingus.
I love that clip from Airplane. It's back when Robert Stack was good before he was bad, and we were glad he died.
Before he turned on us.
Yeah, exactly.
You had nothing to do with that. Certainly wasn't your fault.
Nothing
in
at all.
Anyway.
Got that right.
No. Thank you, Lisa. You're right about that.
That is a funny
clip, perspective.
Though.
You know what? It occurs to me on my way in that we haven't heard in a long, long time.
Yeah. 95. PGC. I still love that song. From Nisi. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
Come on.
You might.
Shut up, Bean.
Oh, come on. Why are you coming to be like that so early in the morning?
Haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah,
miss it.
A little bit of Bean.
Miss it.
Psycho Mike and I were having an interesting conversation. I know you find that
not
hard
possible
to believe, Kevin. No, I think you would have enjoyed this.
All right. Put
Mike
your money up.
I'll put a dollar up. This is interesting. Mike went to see that Australian surf documentary that we were giving away tickets for last week, the one narrated by Russell Crowe all about the Australian surf guys called Broad Boys. And we started talking, I guess, is it in the movie, Mike, these guys who ride the giant monster waves?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, those people who do that. I mean, you know, everybody knows surfing. Everybody's seen people out, you know, 100 yards from shore. But we're talking about the guys who are helicoptered onto waves that are like 100 feet high.
That's insane.
And there are people who just – that's their adrenaline thing and they have to do it. And it's just insane to imagine even what that must be like if you've never been close to that situation.
I surfed for a while and just got the hell beaten out of me because I'm not good at it because I'm tall. And bad. But these guys, it's not even near the beach. It's usually way out. And the waves go on for a mile or two. Seems cool until you fall, you know?
That is instant death, isn't
you
it?
Would
I mean,
think.
That
Can
wave
be.
Comes
yeah.
down on you and you never come back up.
You would think.
It's pretty close to it. They were training just to hold their breath for like close to like 9 minutes.
Not hold your breath for nine minutes.
But to be able to be underwater, being tossed around for nine. I mean, that's the way they had these like big deep water pools, and they have these weighted vests, and they just have their friends just constantly dunking.
Oh, so they just get a quick breath
and can understand like how to deal with.
So they get waterboarded basically.
Yeah. I mean, literally like purposely waterboarded almost.
Yeah.
Wow.
So how long can you ride one of those giant waves?
I don't know. I mean, it's long. I don't know.
Did they talk about that at all in the movie? I mean, is it a 2 minute ride? Is it a 9 minute ride? What is it?
It's not like a 9 minute deal. I mean, a lot of this, he caught a 65 foot wave in Fiji that he was on for like 40 seconds. You know, like he got to the top of the wave and then it was just over with from there. And then you see him smash to the bottom of the ocean. And there's a team of medics in a helicopter. Like, just waiting to dive down and get him.
I don't want to do the whole team of medics in a helicopter following me. Doesn't seem good.
I'd like a friend with a Band-Aid. That's the kind of sport I want.
That's what we were saying. Is like once you get to the point where you're helicoptered out to a wave, don't you start rethinking it? And they're helicoptering him out to this one wave, and there's six sharks just in the time that they're helicoptering this wave.
No
so
kidding.
He sees these sharks. He's well aware that there's deadly animals swimming around him.
Good.
Goes out for his first wave, cuts his arm open. He's bleeding like crazy.
Good.
So he said, oh, now I'm shark bait. I mean, I'm bleeding
blood
all over
water.
The ocean. And his friend's like, all right, time to go home, right? He's like, no way. I didn't come all the way to, you know, Tahiti or wherever they were to go home. Let's just do this.
Right, just wrap it up and go?
Yep, exactly. They took a, wow. took a sock and they wrapped his arm and he went back.
He's like chum. At that point. Right.
And really, and you can't afford a Band-Aid at that point? You got to use a sock?
Well, I don't think a Band-Aid would work. I mean, I don't think it's anywhere near big enough, right?
I don't think the sock worked either.
Hey, some of those guys, some of those extreme wave guys, I mean, they, like you said, Mike, they fly wherever the waves are, but they're always looking for tsunamis. I mean, that's like best case scenario. If there's a tsunami somewhere, that means there's great waves somewhere else.
Yeah, they didn't touch on that much in the movie, but there was they showed a little bit of it. They study meteorology pretty well. I mean,
really?
Pretty in depth. They're trying to study the swells and different, you know, climate patterns so that they, exactly like being said, the more like inclement the weather, that's the part of the world they're going to because they know that's where you're going to see the most insane wave.
It's good times. Lisa, you want to study my swell?
Oh,
yeah.
Dear God.
What? I'm just...
Wow, that was brutal.
Shut up, Bean!
Oh, that's the way it's going to be.
How do we go from fun right into the toilet?
Doesn't
just like
Jake
that.
Call those ankle slappers? What Bean's got going
yes.
on there?
Oh.
He wishes,
I had a tsunami in my pants. Come on.
Sure you did, wig boy.
Man. All right. That's creepy.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
All right.
All right.
Dare I bring him up? I mean, we are going to Al Jessup.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I want to give Crazy Boy a chance, but.
It was actually okay.
Al Jessup.
Thank you, Lisa.
Mostly
thank you.
Because there was someone else there.
His mom.
Who had some energy and life.
This guy has, I don't know, how many did he say now? 10,000 channels?
That's what
he was down
that's
to
what he told
seven,
us, yeah.
And then he was going to put in... why does he keep taking dishes
know.
Down and putting them back up? I don't
I'll tell you why,
because
he keeps finding ones, because they make dishes all the time that combine various parts of the sky that hit different satellites. So he might find a bigger one that replaces one that was only hitting one satellite before, and now that same dish, the new dish that he buys, hits three, including the previous one. So that's why he's always rotating them in and out.
Is the dollar still up, talking about him?
I'm not sure I understand.
Dollar? The dollar that you bet about being interesting? Al is one of the most boring people alive.
Yeah. I love Al.
That's the thing about Al. He talks slowly and didn't have a whole lot going on.
Nope.
Lives in a trailer with his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's good people, as Scott Mason would say, though. He's good people.
He is good people. He's a good person. I don't know how many people he is, but... So we got that coming up this morning just after 6.
We did speak with him late in the show yesterday, and we insist that you early listeners get some of the highlights of the great Al Jessup. So that'll be coming up.
Well,
we're all going to die. I don't know if you've heard about
this. Interesting.
They have a, what do they call it, a particle?
It's
accelerator?
Accelerator?
That's what Ralph said.
Yeah, in Europe they're building one that's 25 miles long, and it's going to create a black hole and we're all going to die.
Yeah.
There is that. So we got that going on.
Wow.
We're going to talk to the LA Times reporter that wrote about it and find out just exactly how long we have to live.
Because seriously, maybe I didn't even need to shower this morning.
Right, exactly.
Or it's tax day. Maybe we don't have to worry about
that. Don't file your taxes. We'll find out.
Okay.
So we're all going to die in a black hole. That's not good.
And then there's more after that?
The Pope is
What's
coming to
point?
America. Pope arrives today. Mm-hmm. I guess he's going on tour. I don't know.
He's only going to Washington and New York.
Playing with the E Street Band at a couple of venues. It's odd.
He's got a pretty packed schedule, though. I mean, he's you know, playing baseball stadiums. The Pope's apparently popular.
And by playing, you mean what are they?
Does he have a mass?
He has mass?
Yeah, he has several. Actually, it's going to be interesting for Catholics. This is going to be shocking what I'm about to tell you. Wednesday, I think it's either Wednesday or Thursday. I think it's Wednesday, is the first time ever that a pope has held mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City.
What?
I'm kidding.
Isn't that shocking?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? How's it the first time?
Just is. I guess they do it somewhere else, you know? But he's going to be doing that. He's got a very busy schedule. And I sense that people don't like this pope like they liked the last pope yet. So maybe –
He doesn't seem extremely likable.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't. And the whole Nazi thing. I think that turns some people.
I don't think he's a Nazi. He's German, but I don't think he's a Nazi. There's a difference.
He was a Nazi, though. He was in the Nazi party, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is that. Well, not a lot of people can say that.
Right.
Matt Money Smith will be here today. Talking about the playoffs. I'm sorry. What's that money? Talking about the playoffs, talking about the Lakers. I guess the playoffs start on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very excited.
At least you have a basketball team, by the way.
Yeah. Well, that is good. We actually – no, we don't have two. I was going to say we had two, but we don't have two.
Yeah.
And Bean thinks you should just be content as George Clooney's arm candy. That should be enough for you.
I am on fire.
That should be enough for you.
Bean is infuriating.
I'm just saying that's the last thing in the world that George Clooney's girlfriend ought to be complaining about is how hard it is to be George Clooney's arm candy. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think that's what she was complaining about. I think she just would like more in her life.
Well, she should shut up and be pretty is what she should do. That's her job.
Why do women hate Bean? Let me think about it. Oh, no, I can't.
Shut up, Bean!
Yeah. So we'll take a quick break. We also have, don't forget, the Xbox 360s and Rock Band at 9 o'clock and 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock and 9 o'clock. So listen for that today. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 547.
What's going on?
What's funny there, buddy?
Just watching Ralph try and get his headset going. Very confusing. They tie these in knots, and then they put them away for the day.
Yeah.
And
then
when they get them out, we all have to kind of...
Untangle them.
Go through a Rubik's cube of wires.
You have to be Lance Burton to get these things undone.
Nice reference.
Thank you. A little Vegas magic with these few kids.
It's 5:47 here on the Kevin and Bean Show, Tuesday morning. Hey, how was Santa Anita, guys? You had a rare Monday appearance there yesterday. Was it fun?
Ask Foxy. Ask Foxy if he had a good time in Santa Anita yesterday. Just ask Foxy.
Who's Foxy? Excuse me.
Kevin, of
course. That would be me.
Who else Kevin is Foxy?
Who else has the Foxy tattoo on their arm?
Well,
other than Kevin.
I was at a birthday
party. Quite the impression on the clients, K-Rock, by the way. Walking around in shorts, sneakers, and a T-shirt with a Foxy tattoo on his arm. And everyone else is like in suits and dresses, and they're all dressed.
Yeah, I heard there was a dress code, Ralph.
Yeah. Well, they did waive the dress code for our crew because they know.
But I didn't think they expected Foxy to come walking in showing off his pink tattoo.
All right, what's that about?
It was after we asked him, what's that about, Foxy?
It was sparkly pink. I have daughters, and they thought it was funny over the weekend. And then I got it on Sunday and then to just make them laugh. And then I totally forgot that we had this thing yesterday. So I had a pretty short sleeve shirt. I kept trying to pull it down over my pink Foxy tattoo.
Mission not accomplished.
But how was Santa Anita for you, Ralph? Why don't you break that down?
Oh, did you win?
I did okay on the third race yesterday.
Yeah?
Put down a couple bucks on one of the longer shots and also put it in exacta and hit the exacta, and my horse won, and I had him across the board. $40 turned into $718.
What? Oh,
no kidding.
That was my payout on the third race.
Dude,
yesterday.
That's nice.
It was.
What
shocking.
Was it about this horse that made you bet on a long shot?
One of our handicappers that we know there, John at Santa Anita, who we talk to all the time when we do the microbrew festivals, I was saying, who do you like today? He goes, I know it doesn't make any sense, but I like the fifth horse in the third race because I had a pick six like a year ago or something, and this horse really showed up for me. And I looked at his record, he really hadn't done that well. But Corey Nakatani was the jockey on him, and he's one of my favorite jockeys. And I said, well, maybe I'll give that horse a look. So that was my longer shot, and then I just paired him up in the exacta with a more medium-range horse, and just came in 5-7.
With the odds.
Wow.
No kidding.
Came in
the
exacta, and then I had the five horse across the board, and he won, so I got paid for win, place, and show.
How about that?
So by the time it was all totaled up, it was $718.
If you could do that more often, you could quit this little dog and pony show and just work at the track, man.
Yeah. It happens. It's easy. It's easy to pick shirt winners all the time. Yeah. It's great.
Adversely, I bet all my money on a horse because its name was Touch My Abs.
Yeah.
And I lost all my money.
Yeah, it's like I'm like loaded up on Touch My Abs.
Of course he did.
Had to.
He did.
And Bean, I think it was the second race, a horse, was it Something Seattle? What was it called?
Remember Me in Seattle.
Yeah. And none of us bet on that horse and it won.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I thought that was a bean horse, but no.
Well, you don't bet on me.
That's true.
No,
that's true.
No, you bet on
all right.
You bet on Foxy.
Yes, you do.
Sure. Kevin, you gotta remember what Kat Von D always says on her show, which is,
next time, think before you ink.
I mean, that's just good advice.
Just think before you ink.
Look, time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
It's accurate, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah, let's be honest. Britney Spears wasn't the only one who had a rough weekend. Of course, she had a little fender bender on the 101, but her ex-boyfriend, Adnan Galib, was stabbed.
What?
During an attack here in Southern California, according to the London Daily Mail.
Don't get me wrong, that's good news, but what?
Apparently, JFX Pictures, one of these paparazzo corporations, says that they've got photos of the incident. However, neither the LAPD nor the Sheriff's Department has any record of the incident.
So they never called it in?
Apparently not. But this company says they've got photos and proof that he was stabbed.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was like a personal fight. You know?
probably
a drug thing.
Somebody knew?
Fight over a cell phone or something. some deal went down. Went wrong.
Glendale!
Yeah. How long will the paparazzi follow this guy if he continues to be excluded from Britney's life, per her parents?
I don't know. Maybe that's why he got stabbed. He needed to up his profile.
Street cred.
That's right. Ashley Simpson is pregnant. No, she's not. Yes, she is. No, she's not. That was the argument yesterday between Us Weekly Magazine and MTV News. Us Weekly Magazine announced yesterday that they will be publishing in their upcoming edition that she is expecting their first child. Of course, Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz just got engaged, and they're saying this is why they rushed into engagement.
Excellent.
However, MTV News says she is not pregnant. And they've got a pretty good source. Pete Wentz himself sent an email to the writers at MTV News saying the story was crazy, that the impending arrival of their child was news to him, and he likens the new trend of assuming people are expecting just because they're getting married to a witch hunt, he calls it.
A witch hunt.
Back yeah. off, Jack.
And this is my favorite part.
And it's not crazy, by the way.
In the email, he said that the next thing you know, there'll be stories about him being gay, and he's only getting married to cover up the fact that he's gay.
Oh, those have been out for so long.
Well, you got your wish, Pete. Congratulations. You fruit. Katherine Heigl's a pet parent.
Oh, no.
Just when I was digging her, she has to go and do this.
Oh, no.
Story in the San Francisco Post-Chronicle about how she takes care of her four dogs, Weezer, Stella, Romeo, and Piper.
Yeah.
Apparently, she spends an enormous amount of money on them monthly. She serves them only gourmet food. Each of them has a $350 collar, and she will let them drink only filtered water.
Are there any dogs up in this house?
Yeah. Filtered water.
Filtered water. These are animals that will drink out of your toilet, given a chance.
That's
seriously,
bullshit.
Katherine Heigl, yeah. Take all that money and look into veneers.
Yeah.
Oh,
crap.
I like her teeth.
No, you're right. My bad.
I
her
like
teeth,
teeth
aren't honked up.
I like them.
My fault, Lisa. You're right. I did that
they're
to her
not
teeth.
That bad.
I like her teeth.
Not that bad.
I mean, they're not perfectly straight.
No.
That's what
the
you
heck
say.
You say.
Yeah, they're sexy.
Okay.
Says Foxy.
Foxy like to pick a fence teeth. It's up to him.
I don't know what's going on with her because you know I've been in love with Katherine Heigl since Roswell. I mean, she's one of my favorites. But no one has aged more quickly than Katherine Heigl. I don't know what it is. In the last 5 years, she's aged at least 15.
I think she got so thin. She got really skinny.
Yeah, I don't know.
Running around finding $350 collars for a dog is supposed to take it out of her, I think.
Yeah.
A lot of work. And look who got jury duty this week. Sylvester Stallone.
Huh? Fantastic.
Rambo showed up fulfilling his civic obligation, showed up for jury duty, and apparently was downtown in Los Angeles court and was getting a lot of attention because he was stalking the halls, talking very loudly on his cell phone. Then he was screaming at a candy machine because they didn't have Skittles.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What?
This is according to TMZ.com. He was very upset.
And he yelled at the machine?
Yes. And then found some Skittles, so he was feeling better.
How come you don't have Skittles?
He was like, Kurt's like, damn it. They didn't have Skittles. He was upset.
I have the clip of him yelling at the Skittles machine if you want to hear it.
Sure.
Live for nothing or die for something.
And just tore it up.
That's when the judge asked him if he thought he could serve in a jury. That's what he was saying. Apparently, he could be on impaneled on a jury. The judge told him to try to have an open mind if he's chosen to serve on a wrongful termination case. Imagine Sylvester Stallone in your jury when the wrongful termination case.
Seems like it would be a little distracting.
Rambo versus the Terminator. It would be a good time.
Want me to judge a case? I'll judge the freaking case! Eyes are going, ears are going, everything's going!
Angry juror, Sylvester Stallone. And Gary Dorden of CSI is leaving the show. TVGuide.com claims that his contract is up next month, and he has reportedly informed producers that he is leaving the show. No word on what will happen to his character, Warwick Brown. No word from the producers, although that means the May 15th season finale this year will likely be his final show. Gary reportedly is eager to get to work on Obscurity. So, he wants out. He wants out of that show.
Much like Georgia Fox did when she wanted to leave CSI.
And ABC is upset. Desperate Housewives, the first new episode on Sunday night, did not fare well in the ratings at all.
Oh, that is surprising because it was doing pretty well before the writer's strike.
The show's usually high numbers fell 15%, Lisa.
Wow.
From their pre-writer's strike level. And insiders say the show may have been hurt by its lack of its usual lead-in, which is the Extreme Makeover Home Edition show.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently that helps bolster their audience before they kick off. But
And that wasn't on?
That was not on this week, so we'll have to wait and see. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we?
Okay.
Emma Thompson. One of my favorite actresses.
Me too.
Have she gets a bell? She gets two bells?
Yes, she does.
Two
yes,
bells.
She does.
Two.
Very, very pretty girl. Very pretty.
Ralph, help me on this.
No. I think a charming, attractive, super talented. She's made more attractive by her enormous talent, I believe, and her charm. But
personality, sense of humor.
Yeah,
I have to take back.
We don't bell personalities and senses of humor around here.
She's also, I mean, for a woman who's nearly 50, she's also pretty attractive.
Listen, let what I say.
I heard you.
All right, then. Samantha Fox, remember her?
Yeah.
I want to have some fun. Former softcore porn girl
who went
into pop music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's 42 years old today. Enormous cans. Ed O'Brien of Radiohead turns 40 years old today. Seth Rogen, our pal from Knocked Up, 40-year-old virgin, and Freaks and Geeks. Quite a resume for a 26-year-old.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He turns 26. He'll be starring in the new Kevin Smith movie.
The porn one?
Yeah. Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
When's that come out?
I think this summer, if I'm not mistaken.
Fantastic.
It's him and Elizabeth Banks, who I just heart. I heart her the most. And the day we celebrate, though, is today because Emma Watson of the Harry Potter movies, plays Hermione in those films.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yes. Turns 18 years old today.
Yay!
So everyone, crack open a cold one and celebrate the 18th birthday of Emma Watson. I was saying tremendously foul things about her this morning in the office.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And our producer, Alex, has informed me that the term labia cannot be used before 6 a.m.
Is that right?
I had no idea that was a rule or regulation, but...
Well, you got a minute.
Now we got it. So, do I have a minute?
You have a minute until 6, and then you can use it all you want.
Damn. I'm going to have to wait. I'm going to wait an hour to use it. All right. Labia. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is big, big news, especially for Catholics, as Pope Benedict XVI is arriving in America today. He's got a very, very full schedule, and I believe we have the pontiff on the phone himself right now, don't we? Good morning, Mr. Pope.
Guten Tag, Captain Ben. How are you?
You just refer to him as Mr. Pope?
Well, welcome. Benny.
Benny.
Okay. Benny, sure.
Yeah, Benny in the house.
Welcome to the United States. It's your first visit as the head of the Catholic Church. How are you enjoying your stay so far, sir?
Yeah, it's amazing. I love America. You have a lot of good Catholics here, which is nice.
Right.
Uh-huh, of course, yes.
You got some Jews, but what are you going to do?
Well,
nothing's perfect.
I don't think that's a problem. They're just not your people. They just don't believe the same thing you do.
It's not a problem for you.
So let's talk about your busy, busy schedule. I mean, you're 81 years old this week, and they're working you like a mule here.
Yeah, they are working me. The Pope does not get too often to the United States, so they're very excited when I come. But I have a full schedule of things that I want to do my own self, as well as the... You know, with the sermons and the preaching and the saving of lives and souls and whatnot.
Well, you're gonna meet with President Bush. You're gonna do a couple of very high profile masses. But other than that, how much time do you have?
I'm going to spend about 10 days here in the United States.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
Yeah,
that.
I've got I got to do the Ground Zero visit. Blah blah blah.
That's
blah,
right.
Blah blah blah. Ooh, 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 oh yeah, buildings came down. Got it.
Mr. Pope, that's not nice.
It doesn't seem like much sympathy for you. I mean, that's considered sacred ground here in the United States.
By New York, though, I want to catch a Broadway show.
Oh, okay.
Because I have not seen it yet. I also would like to audition, I think, for us also.
For what?
Audition?
Mamma Mia, I think, would be good for me.
Really?
Because Mamma Mia is Italian for Mama Mia, my mama. And I think I'd be great on that show because they dress up with the disco clothing that I already have, the giant hat and all the clothing.
That's true.
So, see that girl, what's that scene, digging the dancing queen.
Wow. You can sing.
I can rock it, old school.
seems a little beneath you, though, to be singing ABBA songs on stage in New York when you're the Pope, you know?
Well, yes. But it makes a lot of money, that show.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's true.
Do you make money?
It would be good to raise money for the church, because you know, we're poor.
Oh, yeah, the Catholic Church.
That's what you're famous for.
Just about out of money.
Then I'm going to stop by Scores, see if I can turn those women away from the life of sin.
Scores, the strip club in New York?
Yeah, I've heard so much about it.
Uh-huh, it's good.
I want to make sure those girls get on the path of righteousness.
Ah, so you're not going to go in. You're just going to wait out in front.
No, I'm going in.
You're going in.
Lead them the path of righteousness.
That might not be.
I have a sign that points the way of righteousness.
Is that right?
In my pants.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you'll stop by Scores and pull them off the pole then.
All right, then I'm going to stop by Philadelphia.
Okay.
And root on the Flyers. Go Flyers!
Really, you're a hockey
go
fan?
Flyers! Oh, why? Today, the 1-1 versus the Capitals. Come on, Flyers!
Why do you care about the Philadelphia Flyers? Why do you even know about hockey?
That's God's team.
What? The Flyers?
Yeah.
How come they've never won a Stanley Cup in my lifetime?
Well, first of all, they won 2 in your lifetime, asshole. Wow. 74 and 75. I think you were alive then.
Wow. Pope knows his stuff, doesn't
back
he?
Back to back.
Okay,
against
all right.
The Bruins and then the Buffalo Sabres.
All right.
All right. That's a
number of years ago, your holiness.
Flyers, I'm saying Flyers.
Flyers.
Eagles fly, too. Good for the Eagles, yes.
How about
but,
that?
Angels fly. So I have a soft spot for
that. I
them.
See.
Okay.
All right.
Then on to Los Angeles. Shut up. I'm doing
okay.
comedy.
On to Los Angeles.
On to Los yes. Angeles. Stop by Pink's Hot Dogs.
Pink's good.
Gotta have a Pink's.
Always a line.
Oh, always got a line with the Pink's. Man cannot live by communion wafers alone.
Sure.
Certainly.
Once
yes.
in a while, you need a good dog.
All
a
right.
nice bratwurst.
Sure.
I got it.
Then off to Universal for Jurassic Park.
You're going really? To Universal Studios.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to go to the Jurassic Park ride to see how the dinosaurs existed 6,000 years ago.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Somebody, do some carbon dating. Change the Bible. And then I'm going to pitch a show. I have an idea for a reality show.
A reality really? Show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know Big Brother?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, yes.
I've got a show called Big Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Oh, I like it.
Where it's me living in a house with a rabbi, the Dalai Lama, Deepak Chopra, Osama bin Laden,
what?
Tom Cruise, and we all have to debate over whose God is the right one.
I think that people would definitely tune in to see that.
And when you lose, you get excommunicated from the house and maybe, I don't know, crucified or something. I haven't figured that part out.
Oh, ouch. Seems ouch. A little extreme, but
well,
okay.
Well, it's big stuff.
It is. It's true.
Religion.
It's important.
There must be some sort of punishment. You will be punished. And then there will be the rising of the Third Reich shall come again.
And oh, wait a second.
Your Holiness?
Will be... Always with the Hitler in the posters and the boots
Pope?
And the goose stepping Pope? And the Zig Heil.
Pope.
Wow.
Not so much with the Nazis anymore. You left that behind you when you became Pope.
Sorry. Sometimes the old Hitler youth just kicks in.
And all week long, we're giving away Xbox 360 and Rock Band. By the way, Dave the King of Mexico had a Rock Band party.
Ooh. At the bunker.
At the bunker, which is his apartment. And it's funny to watch for two reasons. There's video of it up at krock.com. Okay. A, he's extremely gay.
Really?
And extremely drunk, by the way, it looks like to me in the video.
Yes. And B, his apartment is the most sparse looking place ever. It just looks like it's a, I don't know, just like a cement cave.
It looks like a bunker is what it looks like. Looks like a place you would have underneath your real house where you would go in the event of an earthquake.
Right.
I knew
that's
you called
about
it the bunker.
No,
but,
because.
And I figured maybe from the outside it looked like a bunker, but not inside.
Oh, no. Very bunkerish.
Oh, wow.
Hey, when the rest of us get killed by the particle accelerator, we'll tell you about that story coming up next hour. Dave is going to be safe and sound and cozy down in the bunker in Long Beach.
Wow. So we're going to give you your own Rock Band. You can have your own party and send us your videos.
That'll be at 9 o'clock this morning. You can call in to win both Xbox 360 and Rock Band. We're doing it all week long at 9 a.m., then at 1 o'clock with Tammy Heidi, then at 5 o'clock with Sluggo, and then at 9 o'clock tonight with Nicole. So your chance to win all week on K-Rock.
All right. Charlie Marley is in the studio with us. She's our one of our interns.
Hey, Charlie.
Good morning.
Sorry. Can you? There you go. Charlie's mysterious to me, by the way. I get a feel for some of the other interns. I don't know. Maybe they're a little more talkative or something, or they're kind of around a little more. Charlie kind of, to me, it seems like kind of keeps to herself. She's the mystery woman.
She stays away from you quite aggressively.
How dare you? How dare you?
She's not that quiet out there. I mean,
she won't
shut the hell up.
She's a tad happy,
most of the time.
So you guys know a little bit about Charlie. So what's the deal? What kind of help does she need from the Kevin and Bean family this morning?
She came in not too long ago and asked us if she gave off a lesbian vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Do I give off a lesbian vibe? And we said, why?
why?
And she said, what? I guess you had a friend that's a lesbian that keeps asking you on a date?
No, I had a friend
kiss me in front of a bunch of other people. And I didn't know what to do. And I thought, oh, she thinks I'm a lesbian.
Okay, so
well,
she
kiss back, first of all, is what you do.
Right. Well, I kissed back.
You don't want to be rude.
Yeah, I didn't want to be rude. It was in front of a couple people. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, I'll go with it.
Right.
You know? And then I think this whole lesbian thing started with we were talking about Dave and Yasmin.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just joking around, and I said, ooh, she's got some nice tatas.
Yeah, but then she started going crazy, started talking about what Dave was going to do and how he was going to do it. And all kinds of just foul stuff, and we were like, hey, all right now. All right.
Like so much detail that it sounded like she wished it was her instead of Dave. Is that what it was like? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know about that. It was just, well, so I don't know.
So you want to know if you put off a lesbian vibe?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, what?
There's nothing wrong with it, but yes.
Really?
Now, wait a minute. Didn't you have a girlfriend in high school?
Yeah, but it doesn't count because she was my first kiss because I was too scared to kiss boys before, and that's why she became my girlfriend.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What?
But we didn't do anything more than kiss. We just held hands and stuff. So that doesn't count, right?
I held hands with a girl in high school.
Yeah, but, yeah. But yeah, you were too scared to kiss guys.
Yeah.
So she was safer and she wanted to kiss you?
I guess it was less intimidating. Yeah. So I said, sure, why not?
Okay, is that the closest you've ever come to any kind of lesbian experience is just kissing her and maybe this other girl? Okay. So you sound like you're troubled, like you're confused, like it's important for you to define your sexuality. Is that accurate?
I guess so. You know, I met some guy maybe about a month ago, and he's really nice, and we went out a couple times. But, you know, I think it was Ralph who said, you know, if you haven't tried it out, then you'll never know. So I said, oh, well, I guess I don't know if I'm a lesbian. Because,
well let me ask you something. After you went out with the guy, I mean, is he a good-looking guy? Were you attracted to him?
Yeah, he's really sweet.
And did you want to go out with him again?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that doesn't sound very lesbian-like.
Did you let him hit it?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Okay. All right. That doesn't sound very lesbian either.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very lesbian.
It doesn't.
How
so
was
still
it?
Still seeing him?
How was it?
It was awesome.
Okay, all right.
Well, I mean, do you have any problem with perhaps being bi?
I don't know. I haven't really tried. I actually...
You haven't tried lesbian sex
yet.
Yeah,
you know, but
Lisa's going to take you in the other room.
No, but I do want to ask, because this partly came up, because we had asked her about two people who work here.
Yes.
Cleo and Gouda.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had to choose, and she definitely loves Cleo.
She likes Miss Cleo.
So that's... Isn't that kind of where the question came from, too?
Yeah, well, I...
She's all over Miss Cleo's rack. I got to tell you.
Well,
she's got big knockers.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Say, you know?
Get in line, you know, seriously.
It's kind of hard to not notice them.
They're gravity-defying.
Hey, Bean, I got news for you. The line is not behind you.
Hey, how dare you? Well, we're talking to Charlie Marley, our intern here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We have a fascinating – I got to give Kevin the props this semester for really hiring just a great crop of interns.
I'd like to take credit for that, although I only trained Mike and Alex. They did this actual hiring. I didn't even interview her.
Yeah,
so they did fine on their own.
Yep.
They're crappy employees, by the
way. Right, they are bad
always. They're fascinating people to get to know. That's what we're looking for, apparently.
We have a history of super lame, weird interns because I hire for comedy.
For comedy, right. So, Charlie, I don't understand what the dilemma is here. If you like girls, go out with a girl. If you like guys, go out with a guy. If you like both, go out with both. I mean, what's the big deal? There's certainly no shame in any of those decisions.
Well, maybe I might try it out this week because Kai's birthday is actually this Thursday.
So uh-huh.
There's gonna be a little birthday party for her.
Okay, good.
So we'll see.
Because you don't know till you try that out as well.
You probably should.
That's true.
Put your toe in the water, so to speak.
Put your toe in. The...
Maybe go up to the knee and see what you think.
Now, I will say, Ralph is right that you don't know if you're really lesbian until you have that lesbian experience. But he should have also advised you that it's important to videotape that first encounter.
Right.
Just in case, for reference sake, in case you ever need to go back to it or share with your boss or anything like that. You know, just to make sure that you did the right thing.
Wait. Okay. We'll see. We'll see about that one. But
okay.
Lisa, have you ever had a lesbian encounter before? Do you know you're straight or what?
I had an encounter with a guy and a girl
at the
same
time. Yeah, at the same time.
Woo.
And actually, I do remember being kind of like I was
too shy. I don't know if she was straight or bi, and I was a little too shy to really go for it with
her. So you haven't tried it either.
So, but I dabbled pretty well.
Yeah.
And in the end, I decided that.
What is dabbled pretty well? And does that have to do with in the end?
You decided you were straight. I did enough to realize you were a man.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Well, I think women are beautiful and.
Oh, there no question about that.
Checking them out naked is hot, and I don't mind kissing them, obviously. But in the end, I prefer men. In the end. You know what I'm saying.
Sure.
Chaka Zulu!
So Charlie, you're going to try it out this weekend.
Okay, sure.
Take it for a test drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just look at it as a homework assignment from the Kevin and Bean show.
Kevin and Bean homework assignment.
Yeah. Yes.
And by the way, it'll really piss off the Pope of all weeks for you to go gay. I mean, that's just a slap in his face. He comes to America and you decide to go gay this week. Come on.
That is pretty funny.
He hates that.
So videotape it, send it to us, label it the notorious VAG or whatever you want to do, and we'll put it up at krock.com, and we'll put it up with the Omar theme song that he did.
Oh, wonderful.
You want to hear that?
Sure, why not?
Omar did a theme song just for you, and this is making us worry about Omar, to be honest with you.
It is a Charlie Molly lesbian, a Charlie Molly. Is she a lesbian, or is she just Asian? Does she like a man, or prefer Afro-clam? Banana, or cha-cha, beef burrito, or fish taco? One-eyed monster, or a oyster? Yeah. You get the picture, don't you mind?
Is she a lesbian? Is she a lesbian? Is she
a lesbian? Take some time.
Or just Asian?
By the way, that's his Jamaican accent.
Yeah. He has far more problems than Charlie Murray does. There's no question about that.
All right, Charlie. So try it out this weekend, and then we're going to need a full recap.
Okay.
When you get back, when do you work? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
All right. All fantastic. Right. You got to give it a shot. And then call Lisa and tell her how you like it.
Okay.
Maybe you took a note. Hello, 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53. We're going to find out just after the top of the hour why we're all going to die.
I think we know why. Because French scientists are horking us with a black hole.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it sounds like a joke. Like this is Kevin and Bean once again trying to whip the listeners into a needless frenzy. But this is potentially the real deal. I mean, potentially there is a machine that could cause a black hole that could swallow the Earth up. I mean, it could really happen.
And some scientists are saying, "Hey, guys, how about a little safety testing first before we go ahead and throw the switch on the black hole maker? Let's hold off and figure out maybe what the downside of this thing is."
Are they calling?
Oh, no, forget about it. We are doing this, and we're going to turn it down and make a black hole.
Is the official name the Black Hole Maker?
Black Hole Maker, yeah. Which was my porn name, oddly enough.
Wow, how about that? Well, anyway, we'll talk to the reporter who's far smarter than we are, and we'll explain why it is we're all going to die. So please enjoy what could be, ladies and gentlemen, the final Ralph Showbiz.
Yes.
This could be the last one ever.
I just hope they don't throw the switch until the big Motley Crue press conference.
Yes.
What's that about?
Today?
Yep, it's going to be held in Hollywood, 4 p.m. this afternoon. Motley Crue says, and I'm not kidding, this is their official website, it will be the year's biggest rock announcement.
I wonder what they're going to announce.
This is the same guy, this will be written by the same guy who said yesterday Britney Spears was the world's greatest entertainer.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's rumor has it what Motley Crue is going to announce, that they've got a new CD.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought maybe they would tour, but even if those two things are true, so what?
It's the first album in 10 years to feature all four original members, including Vince and Tommy. And probably they're going to announce a world tour as well.
Okay. And then when does the big announcement come?
Then they're going to probably announce that they're releasing their first new single off the CD through Rock Band.
Really?
Okay.
For Rock Band 2, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you'll get the first crack at the CD and the Rock Band game.
Interesting.
That's different.
Wait, it is. Yeah.
Crazy.
So that is the year's biggest rock announcement.
You know what's funny is more people will likely hear the new Motley Crue single, excuse me, in Rock Band than would ever hear it on the radio.
Part of the announcement also that the Counting Crows and Motley Crue are joining together to make one band, the Motley Crows.
Good. That would be good. Yeah.
Thank you, Bean, for that idea.
The end is near.
Jimmy Kimmel is going to start rocking his show Old School. I think
he's a fan.
No, stop it. Jimmy, of course, our good pal, host of Jimmy Kimmel Live, late nights on ABC. They've announced that Jimmy's going to start doing live commercial reads into each episode.
You're kidding.
He's been doing kind of like a 30-second tease.
Really?
But I didn't know he was going to do commercials.
Yeah. Remember in the old days when Johnny Carson was the host of The Tonight Show? He and Ed McMahon, his sidekick, used to do live commercials all the time, especially for like Alpo and stuff.
I don't remember that.
Ed McMahon would be like, Alpo's good. Your dog will eat it. And they put it in a bowl, and it was live. And the dog come up and like sniff and turn around and go off the stage. I mean, great stuff always happens in those live commercials. So I'm hopefully this throwback technique Jimmy's going to engage will also provide some laughter as well as selling products for his
It's interesting, by the way. Clearly, the reason they're doing that is because we live in a DVR age where many people skip the commercials, and they're looking increasingly for ways to integrate the commercials into the programming to get people to watch them.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Apparently, advertisers are excited about it, and a lot of people have ideas for Jimmy to do stuff on the show. And knowing Jimmy, it'll be entertaining, regardless of what he's selling and what he's going to put on. It'll be part of the show, so looking forward to it. Good stuff. Did you guys hear about the Eddie Vedder concerts over the weekend at the Wiltern?
I heard they were amazing.
I am just now reading the story that talks about some of the songs that he did in his set list. What an interesting, eclectic mix of tunes. Apparently, Eddie wanted to cover some of his early influences. So according to Hollywood Reporter, he did a song by Bob Dylan, Masters of War.
Okay.
Did a James Taylor song. Did a couple Cat Stevens songs. Did Springsteen's Growing Up, and the Beatles classic, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away, were all worked into his set.
Sounds bad.
No, it doesn't.
No, it sounds really good to me.
Sounds interesting, Foxy. Don't start coming down on Eddie.
I'm just saying.
He also did songs from the soundtrack, of course, of Into the Wild that he did with Sean Penn, but some other interesting
He's a high-energy entertainer, isn't he?
He is, man. That guy's a party. Party in a person.
The way you guys
this place
are
was rocking
with your things.
I just sensed that without Pearl Jam behind him, maybe Eddie's energy would not be at full speed.
Yeah.
Bean doing a little voice comedy.
Yeah.
I like it. Very strong.
Nice and gentlemen. Bean Baxter. We have machines that can do that, but not Bean.
No.
He's rocking it old school.
That's
like Jimmy.
Right. And more music news. The Smashing Pumpkins will be inducted into Hollywood's Rock Walk on April the 23rd.
Is that outside the Guitar Center?
Guitar Center on Sunset Boulevard. That's where the rock stars put their handprints and cement there. April 23rd, Billy and Jimmy Chamberlain will be outside putting their handprints in cement. And, of course, it's a big honor. So if you want to go...
put his headprint. Since it's Billy.
On.
Wouldn't that be awesome? If they put dipped his bald head into the cement?
Giant bald melon head he could put in there? That would be entertaining. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, no, wait a minute. It's Tuesday. Let's talk about new releases, shall we?
What's going on today?
New DVDs in stores or Netflixable. If you've missed these, you might want to check them out. Juno.
Lisa.
Juno.
What are you
She's
doing?
Not even listening.
She's like reading a
crossword puzzle.
What are you doing over there?
I was looking up a date.
Well, don't do that.
And, and 2 days ago, you say Ellen Page. She's like, Juno.
Can't win for losing with this product.
Wow.
Yeah, if you missed it in theaters, Juno's available today on DVD. Lars and the Real Girl, starring Ryan Gosling. That's available today.
That's the one I've been waiting for.
That's a weird effed up movie that's really good.
It's about him and a sex doll.
Yep.
He falls in love with a sex doll.
And he thinks it's real, and all of his friends are like, okay.
The family kind of plays along.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, Philip Seymour Hoffman and Ethan Hawke about the guys who knock over their own parents' jewelry store.
Didn't see that. How was that, Bean?
It's good. Yeah. It's good. They're both terrific performers.
Yeah.
And In the Name of the King, the Dungeon Siege tale with Jason Statham. Knockoff from the video game. You can see him swinging a sword and threatening Jet Li.
So to speak.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Emma Watson from the Harry Potter movies is 18 years old today. Finally. All those naughty thoughts can be directed in a legal fashion. Seth Rogen, our pal from Knocked Up and other feature films that are funny. He is 26. Danny Pino, if you watch Cold Case over there on CBS, he's the handsome young Latino on that show. He's 34 years old today. Ed O'Brien from Radiohead turns 40. Samantha Fox pop singer from the 80s who was what they call a page three girl in Britain. She used to show her cans in the newspapers there, which we don't have over here.
We don't. That's enough. A good newspaper feature.
Yeah. Shouldn't the LA Times, like on page two, just have a big photo of a girl with giant naked cans?
Yeah.
Why not?
Think of circulation. How it would shoot up.
Circulation would.
Hey, wait a minute.
Downstairs.
Really?
Yeah, Mike. Really? Downstairs?
Really, that clarification was needed?
All of our innuendo was too vague. Is that what you thought the problem was there, Mike? Really?
What?
Really.
Samantha Fox is 42 years old, and Emma Thompson, very talented actress, is... here we go again.
Yeah, no bell. I love her too, Bean, but
Emma,
no bell.
Didn't we settle this so. The first time around?
No
with the
Emma
bell.
And bell. You were overruled.
No.
And you're overruled.
Oh, we got to take the bell away from him. I'm serious.
He just did. He just took the bell away from
him. No, we have to take the physical bell away from you.
I do. I am the steward of the bell. No one else is. I had the training.
But you're horrible.
I've done the research.
But you don't know hot. That's the problem.
You're consistently horrible at it.
Right, we're going to have to dress up as ninjas, go up there and steal the bell.
We're going to have
by
to.
By the way, one time in 100 you complain
no,
about my choice
all
of ringing the bell,
time.
By the way.
You've
whether
been
it's Rue McClanahan from Golden Girls or
well,
some...
she's a good-looking woman.
Some twisted-ass bell seems to come out of you almost every day when we've got the
I'm just saying things. Emma Thompson is hot.
No.
That's all
and
I'm
you're
saying.
Being
she's
denied.
Not so
I'm not saying she's not...
And it's
she's
that decision-making...
Miller...
Look, I'm not saying she's logic that is the proof of our point.
Denied,
I'm telling you, she's a beautiful, attractive... woman.
Denied.
Is she a model? No. Is she a beautiful, attractive woman? Yes, she is.
Yeah. You know what happens when a cop discharges his weapon in line of duty?
What?
They have to file a report
and
get
then,
some paperwork.
Then there has to be an investigation to see whether it was a good shooter
exactly.
or not. They have to see whether they're using that power that they have with that gun in their holster. And when they use it, is that a good shoot? Is that proper use of a powerful weapon?
And would you say this is a good use of his bell?
I would not.
Bell weapon?
If I was internal affairs, I would take his bell and his badge. That's
you
what
would.
I would do. And I would sit him at a desk for a while because it was not a good bell.
Sorry.
See you in an hour, Ralph.
That's the ruling.
Oh, listen to him. Ooh. Maybe you won't see me in an hour. Douche.
Maybe the black... They will be dead by black hole by then.
Yeah, maybe you'll be reading the showbiz news. Then everyone will be very entertained. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Was that Blink-182, by the way?
Yep.
Is that what we were listening to right there?
Yep.
I'm going to miss being able to listen to music again when the world ends. In a
I know.
Day. I mean, every time we hear one of those songs now, it's probably the last time we're ever going to hear it because clearly we're moments away from death by black hole, which is not the way I thought it was going to end. I didn't really think that we were going to make some sort of doomsday machine that was going to create a black hole that was going to swallow up the earth, but apparently it's going to happen.
We have a LA Times reporter on the line, John Johnson Jr. Good morning, John.
Morning.
I read
hey,
the
way
first...
Hey, way to bum us out, first of all, dude.
No, I figure that's the mainstream media's job.
Here's the first sentence of his article, and this is when I knew I was out. This is way over my head. I don't understand. Michelangelo L. Mangino, a respected particle physicist who helped discover the top quark in 1995. I'm out right there. I go, okay, over my head. I have no idea what you're talking about now.
John, are you a science reporter for the Times?
I am. I write about space and physics sometimes, yes.
Do you actually understand half of the stuff that is in this article?
I amazed myself with it. I actually did, understand most of it. So, there's a few things that still get beyond me, but then, it's if you dance as fast as you can, sometimes you can keep up. So.
Try to break down for those of us that aren't as smart as you the $8 billion Large Hadron Collider.
Basically, it's a big tube in the ground in Switzerland, 17 miles around, that sends small particles, protons, accelerating just shy of the speed of light, crashing into each other, and they're creating such energies in this collider that some people think they will be able to create a black hole.
Try to break down. Critics think the collider could also spawn a black hole that will swallow Earth.
Well, I think you can keep your dinner plans. I don't, most physics don't believe that it would swallow Earth. Their belief is that it would decay so quickly, in less than a billionth of a second, in fact, that that it won't eat up Earth. But if it started eating up Europe, I suppose it would help our housing market recover.
Wow.
All right, let me back up one step, Mr. Johnson, before we get to the black hole, which is, by the way, a scientific principle that I will never understand. I have no hope of following what you're even talking about with this. What is the reason that they built this giant machine over there in France? Is it just for... just for learning? Is it just to understand the way protons work better? Or is there some sort of practical application where they're trying to use it to develop a new energy source or something like that?
Well, it is mainly to learn. But, I mean, many of the discoveries in the past century in physics have led to things that we use every day, like lasers in CD players and DVD players that came out of basic physics research. So, I mean, you can't plan ahead on some of these things to know what it's going to yield, but the idea they have is that they're going to try and understand why there are some things in the universe that operate the way they do. For instance, there's a real problem as far as physicists are concerned with why there's so much matter around. I mean, all these stars and planets and people, we shouldn't have that according to their theory. So they're trying to understand that.
Well, people are just getting fatter. I mean, that's the answer to that question right there.
That's a lot of matter, yeah.
But why, I mean, how is it possible in this day and age, knowing how tight the money is, that they can spend $8 billion on something like this for purely research? I mean, we don't have that kind of commitment to science in this country, do we?
No, we don't, because we used to lead the world in this, but in the 90s, Congress canceled the superconducting super collider down in Texas, which was going to be even bigger than this. But, I mean, the way that the Europeans have done it is they've got everybody to kick in money from all over the world. And so that's the way that I think the model of the future, all these big projects are going to have multiple countries.
But is there some kind of system of checks and balances like we have in the government where they have to go, okay, we might make a black hole that's going to swallow Earth. Is everyone in?
Well, yeah,
is there some kind of vote?
Are we cool?
Right.
Yeah, I know. That actually is a good question.
They can't just do that all willy-nilly, can they?
They can, actually.
What?
And so, there is a lawsuit against it to stop it that was filed over in Hawaii. And the people in Europe say, well, you know, the Hawaiian court doesn't have any jurisdiction over us, so.
Let me read this paragraph, this short paragraph from Mr. Johnson's article. We'll talk to John Johnson, by the way, from the Los Angeles Times about his article about this new atom smasher. And this is in the paper a couple of days ago. I guess over the weekend you can see it at latimes.com. Critics think the collider could also spawn a black hole that will swallow Earth. This could be just an appetizer. Once the collider got going, according to the doomsday scenario, it could gobble up distant stars like the child popping Skittles, meaning like on Star Trek or Battlestar Galactica, one of these things you see where it just is like Pac-Man. It's just going around, just eating everything up in its sight forever, right? I mean, that's the fear that some people have.
That is the fear that they have. I mean, the guy who filed the lawsuit in Hawaii, you know, said, well, it might take a few years to get going to where it starts eating up enough of the world that we would notice it. But, you know, having a black hole running around in our atmosphere probably wouldn't be a good thing.
Is it too late at that point is my question. I mean, you can't.
Well, according to this guy, it would be too late because you couldn't get rid of it. But, people like Stephen Hawking and people like that say, well, you know, the black hole couldn't live long enough to do that. It would basically be gone by that time.
But do they know they're right? That's my question. I mean, is there a chance that they could end the world with this? And if so, why don't they go, not going near there?
Well, you know, the idea is you always want to learn more, and if sometimes you take chances to do it, like the space shuttle. I mean, we've had two disasters with the space shuttle and people killed, and and we keep going to space because we consider it to be worthwhile.
Right, but that's killing four people at a time. This is killing all people at a time. That's what we're talking about.
This is destroying the universe, possibly.
Well,
a little bit.
Probably not, because there are black holes.
I don't want to hear probably not, by the way.
Like that.
Yeah, there's a chance they won't.
We're rolling the dice, Kevin, you know.
Come on now.
All right, Mr. Johnson, let me ask you this. And again, please understand that, and I think I speak for the room, we're coming from a place of total scientific zeros in here. What happens to all this matter that gets sucked into a black hole? Does it cease to exist? I don't even understand the concept. Is there any kind of layman's terms that you can put it in as to where the Earth would go if it got sucked into a black hole?
Well, that is really a good question. I mean, maybe you're not a scientific zero if you can ask that question, because that's a big problem with black holes is the conservation of energy is a fundamental, you know, construct of the way the universe works. And so if you get something sucked in and destroyed, it's got to be conserved somehow. So how is it conserved? And I guess one way is that the black hole grows a little larger each time. That's one way of thinking about it.
Hmm. Is there any way we could be alive and still living on the Earth but be inside the black hole, or are we instantly dead as soon as we get sucked in?
Well, I mean, if you get supposedly if you're near what they call the event horizon, that would stretch you out to, you know, where your legs would be 100 miles long and your, you know, and your head would be, you know, I don't know how long.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
But once you're inside it, some people think that, you know, there have been some theories out there that you could, I mean, you remember the movie Contact a few years ago, Jodie Foster. I mean, you create something that you get in. If you make it past the event horizon, then some people think there could be wormholes and all kinds of things, ways to travel to different places.
Maybe it'll feel good. Who knows?
The event horizon, could my wiener be 100 miles long? Would that also stretch out?
All right. Well,
I'm clearly saying.
Clearly, we're out of questions, clearly. But second to that, you have given us a lot to think about and a lot, frankly, to worry about, Mr. Johnson. Is this thing for me? Is there a date that they're going to flip this switch? Is there any expectation later this year of some sort of a follow-up, or what's the deal?
Well, yeah, they're cooling the magnets down right now to minus 456 degrees Fahrenheit, which is colder than outer space.
Okay.
And when the magnets steer the protons around, and when they get that done by June, then they'll start flipping it on, and then a couple of months later, we should actually start seeing some results come.
So maybe August.
And my last question is, if it goes horribly awry, will we see it coming? How long could it take at the fastest?
Well, the guy who filed the lawsuit, who also filed the lawsuit against the heavy ion collider out in Brookhaven a decade ago, and as one physicist said to me, well, we got lucky with that one. That didn't destroy the world, so
good.
We'll probably get lucky again. But he thinks that it could take years before you could actually notice anything being eaten up. But frankly, most physicists don't think anything's going to get gobbled up, so I think we're all going to
I'm not comfortable
survive.
With the word most. I've got to be honest. That's...
Okay, the vast majority of that.
Mm. I want them all to agree.
Fascinating article. You ought to check out LATimes.com, of course, or if you still want to pick it. What was it? Was it Sunday's paper, John? Is that right?
Yes, it was.
It was in Sunday's paper. You definitely ought to check this article out because it will give you one more thing to worry about, and Lord knows that's what we need. John Johnson Jr. from the Los Angeles Times, thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show this morning. We enjoyed it.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
All right, Lisa should go in the basement now before she can poison this conversation. Who's with me on that?
Lisa's not the one poisoning this conversation. This is you, my friend.
Thank you, Kevin.
Dare you.
I'd like to say, before we begin this, that Bean speaks for no one except for Bean.
Yes.
He does not speak for the radio station. He does not speak for Lisa. He certainly does not speak for me.
Yeah.
I only speak for the truth is what I only speak for. All right, here's what happened. And this conversation also needs to be prefaced by saying that we're all guessing and we're all dealing with very sketchy information. There was a tabloid story last week that briefly mentioned that Sarah Larson, who is the girlfriend of actor George Clooney, and she was a cocktail waitress or something, right, Lisa, when they met?
Yep.
So she went from being a cocktail waitress to now basically, you know, vacationing at Lake Como in Italy with George Clooney, the world's sexiest man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there was a mention in one of the tabloids last week that got a discussion started off the air here that suggested that she was now starting to complain a little bit about just being arm candy, that it wasn't satisfying or that it wasn't enough or that she wanted more or however it was phrased.
How could it not be satisfying?
Well,
that was Bean's question. How could she not be happy just being arm candy?
So that's really, I mean, this is how the whole thing got started. So I said, basically, shut up, because you're George Clooney's girlfriend and this is the best your life or anybody's life will ever be, which is to be jetting all over the world with George Clooney and living in the lap of luxury basically because you're cute. Okay? I mean, that's the extent of it, right? So Lisa got all offended, like somehow women were being denigrated with that remark, as if, well, Lisa, why don't you explain what your wrong position was, and then we'll open it up to the phones.
My very correct position was that very few women who have any sort of brain would be happy only waiting around for George Clooney to come home at night and take them out to dinner. At some point, you need to have something going on in your own life.
You couldn't be more wrong.
I think I'm with Lisa. I think you're high.
Oh, and you don't know her from Adam. You have no idea what her aspirations are.
I said we're all speculating. I'm telling you that most women would be delighted with that job. Most women at this point, a year in, would not be complaining about, oh, I can't believe I got to put on another free dress and go to another Oscar party. Most women a year in would not be complaining already. I'm just saying it's not a bad gig for most women, and it's better than most women will ever have.
Yeah, but money-wise, yes.
Yeah,
but I don't know that makes anyone happy.
Satisfaction, no. How much personal satisfaction can you have at some point going, okay, I'm with George Clooney.
Here I am, still
here
with George Clooney.
And, yeah, and that's why people know me, and I don't do anything else. That's what I do.
I guarantee she's getting more personal satisfaction out of her life than she was when she was working till 3 a.m. as a cocktail waitress in Las Vegas trying to make enough money to pay the rent. I'll tell you that.
I'm sure that wasn't her only goal in life, Bean. That wasn't what she was planning to do till she was 80 years old.
This is the best her life will ever be.
A stripper, and then she wrote Juno. Juno!
I mean, people do have potential,
not based on anything they've done in the past. So she was a cocktail waitress. Doesn't mean she wasn't ever going to do anything in her life better than that.
But let me ask you this, Lisa. Wouldn't you agree that most young, hot 20-somethings like her are really not going to ever do much with their life beyond what they're already doing?
We don't know.
I'm saying based on the girls that we do know of, the girls that you've actually seen who are 20-something cocktail waitresses, how many of them really are going to go on and win an Oscar for writing a screenplay? How many of them really, this is the best it's ever going to be, is being George Clooney's arm candy?
Win an Oscar to have a satisfying life. Maybe she'll go to school and become a school teacher. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do that aren't, it's not about being famous and having lots of money and traveling. That's all great. But at the end of the day, one, you need to have a job of your own and the satisfaction that comes from that, whatever that is.
I'm not usually with Lisa, as you know. But I think
Bean's
really super oversimplifying it by saying it, because just because they are not going to go on and do something spectacular doesn't mean that they shouldn't aspire to that.
Right.
But what I'm going to say is Lisa is oversimplifying it if she really is suggesting that most women need or want to have a job of their own for satisfaction. I don't think that's true. I think most women don't even believe that. I do. I'm telling you, if you went out on the street right now, Lisa, if you went on the street and polled the first 100 women that you met on the street and asked them, would you be satisfied being George Clooney's girlfriend as your full-time job? Most women would say that would be great. That would be so much better than anything else they would ever imagine that they could do.
Most women know in their tiny little brains, which apparently is what you think they have, that George Clooney is probably not going to last as her boyfriend forever. And at that point, she needs to have a life.
And if that's the case, maybe she should not be bitching about it now a year in. Maybe she ought to be just slowing down and enjoying the ride because it's the best it's ever going to be.
Perhaps bitching about it isn't really what she's doing. Perhaps she just said, I'm also looking to do some other things in my life. And in your little head,
she should shut up and be pretty is what she should do.
Why do women hate Bean?
Oh, I hate him more now than I ever have.
Yeah, but see, you know he's just pushing your buttons.
I'm not. I'm being serious, though. I'm being totally serious.
Bean is a guy, and I'm not kidding when I say this. We'll get on an elevator, Bean and I, with like women or whatever, and they will hate him instantly without him saying anything. They know they can sense the hatred coming from him.
Bean, your own wife doesn't ever have to work. She doesn't, but she does. She has a fashion
line.
She
wants to get out of the house.
But
he's not George Clooney.
She enjoys it. She actually probably needs that for her soul.
Yeah, but again, as Kevin points out, she might give all that up if she had the lifestyle that Sarah Larson has.
I bet she wouldn't.
I'm saying she's got a pretty good gig, and maybe she should shut up and be cute.
Let's talk to Arm Candy now. Stacy and Tarzana, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Lisa May.
Hello.
Hello. Lisa, I completely agree with you. I think I'm currently dating an actor and I've never been happier in my life. Mm-hmm. And I am completely fulfilled. And this is the best relationship I've ever been in my life. I was married for 13 years. I have 3 kids, all before that. But you know something? Women need to have validation in other aspects of their life. And
of course, people do.
And I think if you go out and if you survey 100 women, you guys will be very surprised at what you will find.
And that women lie so much?
And by you guys, you mean Bean?
Yeah.
Yeah, please clarify that.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah,
thank you, Stacey.
But
I totally agree.
Let me ask you this. And by the way, how are you arm candy after being married for 13 years and having 3 kids? How unbelievably hot are you?
Don't listen to
I mean,
to
what's left of you to be arm candy?
Oh, for God's sakes. He speaks for no one but himself. Thank you, Stacey. Yeah.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, let's talk to...
let's take a break.
No. Oh, how dare you.
Let's take a break.
Let's cool off.
And then you can all yell at Bean, and we'll all have fun.
All right.
Psycho Mike, you're with me, though, right? At least I have you. I have your support, right?
Mike?
I don't even have Mike on this one?
Yeah, that
hurts. Wow.
Look, it's funny to say, shut up and be cute. That's funny, yes. But really, that's not very satisfying.
Here's the deal for those of us who maybe just turned on the radio during the last 30 minutes of the Stain song. 1-800-520-1067. Sarah Larson, who is, you'd recognize her if you saw her, because she's on all the red carpets with actor George Clooney. She's his cocktail waitress girlfriend, and she's been going out with him for a year, year and a half or
something.
She was
the one in the motorcycle wreck, too, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's right. So we saw a story, and there's not that much to go on, but it kind of prompted an off-air debate that today we're having on air about maybe she was complaining a little bit, perhaps, about her life not being as satisfying as she hoped it would be because she's just George Clooney's arm candy, and she aspires to something greater than that. To which I say, there's never going to be anything greater than that. Just shut up and be hot, because clearly this is the best it's ever going to be, and there are a million women lined up behind you to take your job if you decide you don't want it anymore.
I have no doubt there are women lined up. I also think that most of those women, after a couple of years, would realize that it's kind of empty, and George is great, but they need a little something more in their lives.
Gina
as
in
well.
Pasadena is one of those women. Good morning, Gina.
Hey, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Gina.
You're an attorney.
I'm an attorney. I'm a very successful attorney. I'm married for 8 years, no kids.
And if George Clooney said, hey, Gina,
I would be over there in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
But Gina, wouldn't you, at what point would you be bored? At some point, you would get bored. Now, agreed, as an attorney, you...
How quick would he be bored with me is the question.
Well, that's...
And then you'd need... Is this really going to last more than 2 years, three tops?
And then wouldn't you need something to fall back on?
But then you'd have 2-3 years to think about what you're going to do in the meantime.
I think that's what she's doing.
Whoa!
We can't really put that on the radio, but you could do that to George Clooney, yes.
Although it's a beautiful
thing. That's true.
That's very sexy.
I would get up and go shopping.
Exactly. Gina, by the way, is super stressed. She's an attorney, which is a very difficult
time consuming
job.
But Lisa, why don't you address her address her argument, though? Where's the downside for what Gina is suggesting?
Exactly.
That's Sarah Larson's.
And being in that type of situation, I can't imagine a 50-year-old broad as hot as George Clooney with
endless
tons
money.
Of money just telling me, hey, just go to the gym. Tan a lot, make sure
do
that
you
service
want.
Me when it's time.
Well, that's
and then, I mean,
kind of what you
awesome.
Do.
That would be good.
But I mean, but Mike's right. I mean, I would take that deal, and I would never get bored of
you
that deal.
You guys are confusing the argument. It's not, wouldn't it be great to be with George Clooney? Of course. Wouldn't you love it? But at some point, you're going to need a little more in your life, and you're going to want to start to make those wheels turn.
And that's where you go to Brad Pitt. From there,
yeah.
You just jump right over to Brad.
But again, you can use all the free time that you have not having a job to pursue whatever interests you have, Lisa. It's not like you're literally just sitting around in the Lake Como mansion waiting for the phone to ring. If you want to learn to surf, you can do that. If you want to learn to speak Spanish, you can do that. If you want to travel the world, you can do that. I mean, you get all these other options. That's how you fill up your time. It's not like you're sitting around being bored all the time.
Well, I'm guessing all she's saying is she needs to do a little more with her life.
Well, she should talk a little less and be hot a little more is what she should do.
Stacy agrees, by the way. Stacy in Santa Monica?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Hi, Stacy.
I totally agree with Bean. You know what I'm telling you? I'm an executive also, and I have a high-pressure job, and what that woman just said would be the life for me. She doesn't have to just stay home and wait for him. She can be pursuing something else during that time when she's, you know, when he's gone. He's not home all the time, so let her do something else for those that time when he may not be around. So totally with you, Bean.
All right.
She is not a smart girl for even talking. She ought to just keep her mouth shut.
Oh, Stacy.
Except when it counts.
You make me sad.
Except when it counts.
Honest to God. And by the way, if you're George Clooney's girlfriend, you're always traveling. You probably don't really have a lot of time to yourself where you can actually get into a schedule and set things up in your life.
Yeah, that would be tough.
In terms of the presidential election.
As Heidi goes, so goes the election.
Right. Well, I would think that, too, until Brody Jenner came forward.
Uh-oh.
And told us who he's voting for. Now I think he may sway us the other way.
Really?
Brody Jenner has put his voluminous brain trust behind the candidate named Barack Obama.
Right.
Why is he supporting Obama, you might ask?
Why is he supporting Obama, I'm asking?
Because, in Brody's words, he's cool.
All right. I didn't know that.
You think Barack's going to have his people contact him and go, thanks, but no thanks?
He's just cool.
He's cool.
Brody said. I mean, he's young. And I think people would take us more seriously with Iraq and everything.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Personally, I think we're either going to have a woman president or we're going to have a black president, which are both amazing.
I smell cabinet position no for Brody Jenner once this is all over. You can be the secretary of douchebaggery.
It is remarkable to me that Barack Obama is only 48 years old and could be elected president of the United States this year. And I'm sure that that is very attractive to a lot of people. But I don't think Brody is doing the senator any favors by speaking out.
I think he's done us a world of good.
Sure.
You know, we need to know
if he's
what
cool
these,
or not.
These reality TV a-holes think in terms of the presidential election.
In Hillary Clinton's camp, you think they're laughing about this? Brody.
No, they're like, damn it, why can't we get somebody? Get Audrina on the phone. See what we have to do to get some Hills votes. They're furious.
Why are you bad, America?
Why indeed. Eva Longoria Parker is once again talking about how perfect her life is. She's got to shut up.
Yeah.
She says in an interview that her husband, Tony Parker, is the best lover she's ever had, and that's why she married him. That'll last about a year. Listen, people, you don't marry the person who's the best lover. You marry the person who makes the best husband or wife.
Yeah, there's a difference sometimes.
Tony's banging everybody on the road again.
Is that your way of letting your wife know in case she's listening that she's not getting the job done, Ralph?
No, she's fantastic, but there's a lot more to why you marry someone other than how good they are in the rack.
Because I'd done some crazy broads in my time that are just hellacious in bed, but you would not want to spend a day with them.
You wouldn't want to have dinner with them,
let alone
sure.
a lifetime.
Yeah.
It'd be a bad idea. That's just me. What do I know?
I know more than Gary Dorden.
Uh-oh.
Does that name sound familiar to you? He is the black guy on CSI. He's Warwick Brown on that show. Apparently his contract is up next month, and TV Guide says that he is leaving the show. Excellent career move, Gary.
It works for everyone.
Looking forward to seeing you on the new Flava Flav sitcom next season. What the hell are you thinking? What's wrong with people? Why don't people just call me up and ask me what they should do before they
should. You should be the mayor of Hollywood.
Just filter. Just use me. I'm here to be your filter. Just ask me a question. I will tell you no lies.
Speaking of being the mayor of Hollywood, any kind of progress on that front? You're kind of running for that job, the Johnny Grant position? No, no, no.
No, apparently Brody Jenner is throwing his weight behind Gary Owens.
Oh no.
So I think, hey, I think I'm in trouble now.
It's over.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be open again soon then if Gary Owens gets it.
Good Charlotte is poised to find themselves in the middle of a bad, bad tour.
Oh, no.
Because they're singing Good Charlotte songs?
Well, sure, there's that. But apparently, the opening band in the tour is a band named Rooney.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I should say you do, Rooney.
I don't think it's that Rooney.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Psycho Mike. Who appreciates my Ferris Bueller nod. Apparently, Taylor Rock is the guitarist for Rooney.
That seems rock?
Yes.
Yeah.
R-O-C-K-E.
Oh.
Yeah, sure. There's an E.
Apparently, Taylor is planning on taking his girlfriend out on the road when they go on this tour. Here's the problem. His girlfriend is Misha Barton.
Ooh.
Who is mortal enemies with Paris Hilton.
Right.
Who is girlfriend to Benji Madden of Good Charlotte, who will also be tagging along on tour.
Fantastic.
Awkward tour bus. I see.
So they're just saying there could be some bad karma going on backstage between the ladies while this tour goes.
We some fighting.
These girls, man, they're getting on my neck.
That should be the opening act. Misha and Paris in a pit of some kind.
With mud?
Or razor blades, whatever you have.
Mud or razor blades?
Whatever you got laying around backstage.
Sure.
Just get a pit and fill it with something. I'd watch.
I would too.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Emma Thompson, 49 years old today. Nobel.
Thank you.
Singer Samantha Fox.
Oh.
I want to have some fun.
Remember that? My body all night long.
Yeah, big hit for her. Along with her big
hands. Big hits indeed, yeah.
42 years old today. Ed O'Brien of Radiohead turns 40. Seth Rogen, our pal from Knocked Up and other feature films that made us laugh. He is 26 years old today. And Emma Watson can officially be belled because she is 18 years old today. She, of course, Hermione from the Harry Potter movies.
I love fat asses.
I don't think her ass is particularly fat.
I don't either.
That's Coolio, man. You know how he is.
No.
Don't even get started.
Oh, because...
Don't even get started.
Because the guy likes to cook.
Yes.
All of a sudden, now he's that's how he is. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying he likes fat asses. That's
what do you
all
have
I'm
against
saying?
Cooks? That's what I want to know.
Nothing. Not a thing.
No, I'll leave it alone.
All right, good. Thank
Back
you.
Back to you, Foxy.
Check it. Yeah.
All right. Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we have our former sports guy, Matt Money Smith, in the studio. Hey, Matt.
Yeah. How's it going?
Good.
Good. By the way, this time tomorrow, you'll be excited to know, our old friend Joel McHale from The Soup will join us. Also tomorrow on the show, Kristen Bell. Kristen Bell.
So I come in today. Mm-hmm. And you have a physicist on talking about black holes sucking Earth in like a Pac-Man.
Yes.
Tomorrow, Kristen Bell in studio.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, speaking of black holes, Money, that kind of gets us into sports a little bit. Why did Serena retire under mysterious circumstances? She's your girlfriend. What's the deal? I mean, it's so mysterious. Oh, I can't play anymore for personal reasons. But what's going on with her?
I think her ass is going on tour.
Have you seen it lately? Have you seen those pictures?
That photo on the Miami beach. Jeez!
Yeah.
I mean, it scared me. You know, I was always scared
Money
of her.
Money loves her.
Yeah.
No, you always wanted her ass
to
in a
dominate.
Big way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But that actually scared me a little bit.
It's just kind of a shelf.
Like she took somebody else's ass and then put it on her as well. Oh, you know what? I'll carry that around for you for a little bit. Just let me borrow it.
But what's the inside word? Because a professional athlete that steps away for personal reasons and nobody's talking, is it a health thing? Is it a family thing? A mental thing? What do you think's going on with
her? You know, it's not ping pong. If you're playing tennis, you got to run baseline to baseline. It's a pretty gnarly sport. And,
right.
And I would assume, I mean, to me, she looks like she's carrying around an awful lot of weight. And
but
I
wouldn't they say injury? Wouldn't they just say injury?
Well, if she would say
I pulled a tendon or something? Or?
It'd be embarrassing to say, you know, she's carrying around about 30 pounds too much, so she's going to have to step away for a
so
minute.
So she's stepping away because fat?
Well, I mean, you know, that's a lot of pressure on your joints and your tendons. I mean, Mike would know, I would assume.
Fatty,
if you got to run.
Fatty.
She's huge.
I like it.
Huge.
Okay. That's what that is.
And it almost looks like.
I haven't seen her. No.
It almost looks like, you know, normally when a girl gets larger, her breasts get larger as well. But it almost looks like some of the weight's gone out of her breasts into her ass. Like there's a vacuum effect going on there. Which is really a bummer.
Well, yeah, if you're an athlete.
Right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Even as a woman, that's a disappointing thing to happen. All right, so that's thing one. Thing two is you were kind enough to give us a call the other morning when we were talking about the new Kobe YouTube sensation video where he's hopping over the car. Everybody fired up about that video. I mean, if it was viral marketing, which is what it appears to be for the new shoe ad.
The Hyperdunk shoe, yeah.
Certainly was a big, big success. What's the follow-up? Don't we have some sort of a follow-up for our listeners on this one, Kevin?
Well, we have a clip, from Kobe talking about it. I believe it was on PTI yesterday.
If Rocky can fight in 6 or 7 movies at the age of 60 and knock guys out who are like 20 years old, I think I can jump over Aston Martin. It is Hollywood.
That's what he told us. Hollywood. We said, so what happened? You know, because we were trying to figure out how it happened. If it was what my theory, you know, the car went behind him and he just jumped up in the air and they kind of made it look good. He said Hollywood magic, special effects. So
I'm guessing they didn't even do that.
Right.
Didn't do it that way because that would be risky. If the driver just misses by a little bit, you knock out Kobe.
This is going to be funny. We're going to clip him.
Have you seen the new video that's out of the first attempt?
Yes.
It's Kobe getting run over?
It's pretty funny.
Very funny.
Yes. And there's all the YouTube dudes getting all run over and stuff, which is
sure.
funny.
Yeah.
You can see the Kobe video, by the way, in the video section, I believe, of Kevin and Bean page of KRock.com, if you want to check that out.
Before we move Lakers, let's talk Lakers.
Yeah.
They're in first place.
They are in first place. They win tonight. They will officially win the regular season in the Western Conference and be the number one seed.
Oh, I thought somebody else had to lose, no?
No. Nope.
I thought Houston had to lose or something.
No, okay, Houston lost already. Houston lost to Denver, as a matter of fact, on Sunday night. So that put them in a position where they control their own destiny. They win, and they are good.
So if the Lakers win, they'll be in first place.
Yep.
And who will they play?
Don't
know. Look like?
Don't know. That's the funny thing about the Western Conference. Still not settled because if Denver beats Memphis, which they should be able to do, they would own a tiebreaker against Dallas, who has a much tougher go in their final contest because they play the Hornets, who are the number two seed right now. So it is still in either Denver or Dallas. I like Denver as a matchup better for the Lakers. They're 3-0 against them this year. Every contest against the Mavericks has been
tough.
Either overtime or last-second shot made or missed. So it just seems, from a matchup point, and plus Denver, they're nuts. I mean, that very well could be one of the craziest teams ever assembled. I mean, you've got Allen Iverson, who's crazy.
He's crazy, but he's great.
He's great, but he's crazy.
He's crazy.
Carmelo Anthony.
You sure?
Nuts.
DUI.
Stop snitching.
Is he the guy that got the DUI?
Got the DUI.
Yes. Yeah.
Took his mugshot in a crew neck sweater that looked like it was from 1985. Like he ripped it from the Freaks and Geeks set or something like that and threw that on. And then you got Marcus Camby, who's crazy. Kenyon Martin. You ever heard Kenyon Martin talk?
No.
He's got a tick.
A tick.
Yeah, we went out there. I was rebounding. pretty hard.
Like African click language?
Crazy.
So that's just a crazy team.
Crazy.
Mental illness.
Crazy doesn't go well in the playoffs, you know? Think about the Spurs. Four titles. Not crazy. Boring.
Boring
fundamentally
mass.
Sound. Yeah. Smart dudes. Nuggets crazy. So that's a better matchup, I think, for the Lakers, even though I'd like to see Avery Johnson, you know, every post game. Yeah. Well, the Lakers managed to lock up Dirk Nowitzki tonight. And that's the strangest. I mean, if Tony Gwynn makes you shake your head and go, that's a black dude? I don't know what Avery Johnson is.
So the playoffs start when? Saturday?
No, well, yeah.
Sunday?
But
Saturday?
Lakers will be Sunday. They usually do the marquee teams on Sunday. So it's good. I mean, you know, think about it. What did we talk to the beginning of the season with all the Kobe stuff, and he came on?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is what's so shocking. There's nobody, including diehard Laker fans, who predicted this good a season for this team. I mean, this team has been nothing but a happy surprise all year long.
And since Powell.
Since Powell.
Yeah.
Well, no, you know, when Andrew Bynum went down, they were in first place. I mean, they were the first-place team in the Western Conference. But since Powell came, I think, if I remember right, they're 21 or 22-5. I mean, that's 8-10 winning percentage. Yeah. So, you know, you had a dude like that. And you know, I think the market has a lot to do with it. I think Powell's comfortable. You know, he likes speaking Spanish, and that was very hard for him to do in Memphis. He was never quite comfortable there. He said he's really kind of been embraced by the community. He's a lot happier, and the dude's good. I mean, he plays with
the Lakers team like he's been with them forever, which is nice.
You know, and that in turn, you know, not to get too crazy, gets Lamar Odom to be so much more effective because, you know, as your third best player, when you think about Lamar Odom, there's nobody in the league that has a third best player that's as good as Lamar Odom.
That's a good point.
And that's what separates
depending on the night.
Yeah.
Which Laker, Money, since you've gotten to know so many of them with your work on the broadcast for the last couple of years, which Laker would you most like to road trip or hang out with? Which one's like the most fun dude?
Lamar's the best.
Because, really?
Yeah, Lamar's kind of like the...
Does he have the best weed?
Well, no. Lamar, Lamar's like the caretaker, you know? He's just that dude. Are you all right? You okay? Can I get you anything? You want to come with us? You know, he's like that guy,
which is
kind of cool. But you know what? It's a pretty good team, I mean, as far as that goes. Like Sasha and Vladdy, they run the Euro contingency.
Sure.
So you can go out with them and... those clubs, you know, when you put on a silk shirt and they're out there dancing with their Euro friends.
You do that on real life, Borat.
I mean, they've been kind enough to invite me out, but, you know, I'm just not into the...
As bonkers as Roni seems on the court, what's he like off the court?
He would be Kevin's favorite. Roni's the guy that would be... Kevin could say, hey, I'll give you $100 if you take this bottle of booze and throw it at the bar. Okay, if that's what you want me to do, I can do it. That's Roni. You know, remember when Kwame got into the cake issue when he dumped that cake on the dude?
Oh, yeah.
That was Roni's fault. That was all Roni's doing.
Like
so he's that guy.
Roni's like a big black beer mug.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He is. He's a fun guy.
Oh, your intern. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever you want, Roni will do. He's that good.
I like that. All right, 8:17. Money is here. We'll take a quick break and come back with more on Kick.
Former sports guy Matt Money Smith joins us in the studio. Of course, you can hear him weekday afternoons on AM 570. Money, you're the guy who did or did not bury the David Ortiz Red Sox jersey underneath the new Yankee Stadium.
How about the follow-up to that, by the way? Have you seen that? Steinbrenner calling out the construction workers to take the dude down, this Castagnoli guy. You know, if you don't know the story, construction worker that was on the crew pouring the concrete for the new Yankee Stadium decided to sneak a little Boston Red Sox jersey in the concrete as it was pouring. You know, thereby a little Red Sox, Yankees back and forth.
Now, why wouldn't he wait until, you know, they're in the World Series or something? Why would he not wait to tell people about
it? The only thing I think of is maybe he got ratted out. Maybe somebody leaked it, and that's how the story came up. But after they hammered through 2.5 feet of concrete on their brand new construction to pull out this Ortiz jersey, which, by the way, there's a funny sidebar here. You know, Ortiz was having his worst season ever, like one of the worst players in Major League Baseball. Not worst superstars, worst players. Was hitting like .065 or something like that. They pulled the jersey out last night, 3-for-5 or something like that. Red Sox win. But George Steinbrenner's kid Hank now runs the team, and he's nuts.
He is crazy.
Which is great because it reminds you of Steinbrenner of the late 70s and him just screaming and yelling at people. So he said the construction workers should jump this guy. You know, they get out there and jump him and, you know, take him down. And so this Castagnoli guy comes back and says, how about this, Hank? Why don't you come down here and see if you can take me down? And while you're at it, why don't you bring that that little fairy Posada with you, so I'll take him down too.
Dude.
Now the story I saw was they were talking about suing him trying to get money
or arrest him or something.
What kind of ridiculous thing is that?
Hank went for the physical violence instead, and I think fit him.
Good.
But I mean, there's nothing illegal about that, right? I mean, shoddy workmanship, I guess, or maybe it's not even that because it doesn't affect the integrity of the concrete.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's just funny. But I agree with Kevin, though. He should have figured out a way to keep that under wraps until there was an opportune time, like during the American League playoffs next year or something like that, to then come out and say, oh, guess what?
And then he should have pointed him at the wrong spot. And then, maybe it wasn't there. Maybe it was over here. Just have him dig up the whole place.
That's what I can't figure out. I mean, why would the guy tell him exactly where it is? Yeah, I guess he just wanted his name in the news. You know, speaking of the news.
Yes.
Yes.
How about that?
Please.
Nice.
You know, the Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton little back and forth that's going on. And, and one of the latest things to come out with Hillary is her visit to a bar in this little town called Crown Point and her doing a shot and drinking a beer. Have you seen those photos at all?
I have, yes.
Okay, so she does a shot of Crown Royal, drinks some beer with the local folk, you know, salt of the earth, blue-collar workers kind of deal.
Let me just interrupt for 1 second. This was in Pennsylvania, right?
No, this was in Indiana. This is Crown Point, Indiana.
So she's out there, you know, basically, this is what all the candidates do, is they go in and they eat your pie, if that's what you're making, you know what I mean? Because they want to appear like the common folk.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about Hillary. All right, so she's drinking with the potential voters, and then what happens?
And the man who bought her the shot... Mm-hmm. was a mayor by the name of Tom McDermott. Okay. And I don't know if you happen to remember a certain trip that the Kevin and Bean Show made to Las Vegas, where you were presented with the key to Las Vegas from Oscar Goodman.
Yes.
And there witnessing the ceremony was one mayor of Hammond, Indiana, who maybe felt compelled to come up on stage and read his own addendum that he, too, was making at Kevin and Bean Day.
That's right.
And gave you the key to Hammond, Indiana. That is the same mayor of Hammond, Indiana, Tom McDermott, who gave Hillary Clinton the shot and the beer and put her in the news. So I'd like to say, Kevin and Bean getting the key to Hammond.
Thank you.
A hell of a lot cooler today than it was 4 years ago.
We barely even remembered
when
it happened.
Handed it to you. Yeah, the second I saw the photo, I was like, hey, that's the mayor that gave Kevin and Bean the damn key to Hammond, Indiana.
I don't even remember getting the key to Las Vegas, much less to Hammond money, I got to tell you.
So I'd like to say maybe the Kevin and Bean show a little hand in Hillary's drunkenness.
We like to think that we picked the president.
Yeah.
That's the power that we throw around here at the Kevin and Bean Show. Sure. That's weird. That's a bizarre story.
Sorry.
I don't even remember
that. You remember
I know I'm
that.
Here for...
Money has a great memory for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Did I kill all the momentum? How about those Ducks?
How about those Ducks? What's going on with them?
They suck. It's actually just a bad
matchup.
4-0
and 5-2.
It's a bad matchup. You know, it's a bad matchup is all it is.
So Dallas matches up better with the Ducks than they do most teams.
Exactly. Yeah. That's kind of the way it all works. And how about, did you see the Sean Avery thing?
No, I didn't.
So you don't remember Sean Avery, our favorite dude, when he was with the Kings. Even he used to party with no shirt and a leather vest on. he's now on the Rangers, and they actually had to put in a new rule. He made the NHL create a new rule because of what he did in his hockey contest there over the weekend.
We can appreciate that.
On a power play, you know, and he's annoying. He's one of those guys that if he's on your team, you love him. If he's not, you hate him. Kind of like Mike. If Mike didn't work here, we'd all hate his guts.
We hate him. No, we hate him now.
He's great.
Dude, we hate him now.
Do you?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, maybe it's because I don't work here anymore. I don't like him. It's actually reverse.
Yeah.
I was standing in front of the goalie and waving his stick in the air like it was some sort of like college flag in the end zone or something
just
like that.
Just to take his attention away?
Trying to blind Marty Brodeur the goalie on a power play. So they basically had to say, you know what? You can't do that anymore. No,
so
no
what's
lifting
the
your
rule?
Stick in the air. I don't know. They just said you can't,
Lift
in front
your
of
stick
the goalie
in the air like you just don't
and
care?
Just, and face guard the goalie while there's a power play going on.
That's awesome.
Which I find to be rather amusing.
That's awesome. I wish that was us. I like getting rules after us.
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Ducks, I guess they've played two. They have two more now in Dallas. That doesn't look great.
No, not good at all. Dallas, by the way, maybe the new home for Pac-Man Jones, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah, word is the Cowboys are looking to make a trade for Pac-Man, which when you consider what has troubled Pac-Man over the course of his career, strip clubs, making it rain, and then Dallas, not really a city you think of when it comes to strip clubs.
No,
I mean,
there's
only about one every half block in Dallas.
That's
Let's
true.
Bring him here. This will be a perfect fit.
He'll get past all of his personal trouble. Just real quick, we don't have time, but Herschel Walker, crazy?
Well, I don't know. You tell me if you're going to play NFL Russian
running,
roulette.
Former NFL running back. You recognize the name, Lisa? Herschel Walker? He won the Heisman Trophy like 12 years ago.
Maybe this will help. He was in the USFL, played for the New Jersey Generals. No,
no, that doesn't ring a bell. Played on the Vikings, played on the Cowboys, played on the Giants.
Wow. Okay.
Says he has multiple personalities, and they're telling him what to do, and he thought of killing himself. And
played Russian roulette with a loaded
Russian,
gun.
Russian roulette.
Oh, my God.
He crazy.
Dude. Yeah.
He says he has dissociative identity disorder. Tries to manage a dozen alternate personalities inside of his little brain.
He's Sybil.
He is.
The thing that's crazy, though, is he divorces his wife, and she just says, yeah, I didn't see that at all. And you would assume if you were married to a guy, maybe a couple of them would come out occasionally.
You'd
which
think,
is,
right?
You know,
yeah.
Why is he saying this now? What's going on in his life? Maybe he needs some sort of an excuse.
He's got a book.
That must be it.
Yeah,
okay.
I think he's got a book.
So it would have been boring had he not come out with multiple personalities or whatever?
My time maybe with the New Jersey Generals. not all so that good. Interesting.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, yeah. Money, it's always great to see you. I got to tell you, I sure wish we had a sports guy. It's there's so much of this stuff that goes on
Doc
that I wish we could
well.
Talk more about. Yeah, that's true.
I was just staring at Lisa's boobs. Sorry, Lisa. Oh, she caught me.
I wondered what was going on over there.
So you're doing the Lakers game tonight against
Lakers game tonight against the Kings, yeah. And by the way, the Kings, you know, almost beat the Spurs last night. They lost on a last-second shot. They beat the Hornets on Saturday, which led to the Lakers being able to clinch first place.
They beat the Lakers in a couple games.
They beat the Lakers at Staples Center last time they were here. So, you know, again...
But it still doesn't matter, though. The game really doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. If the Lakers win, they're in first place. If they lose, they could slip to second place. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, and the playoffs, of course, this weekend. Matt Money Smith, always great to see you, man. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It's April 15th, which is a day that many people dread, many people fear. Kevin, remember back in the old days when used to be the guy at the post office at 11:59 trying to get your taxes in under the deadline?
Show up at 11:45 to the post office, and there's a line around the block, literally, of people waiting to drop off their... And there's a guy out there, you know, so that they can post, they can stamp it exactly when you get it there. It's
unbelievable.
It's my people right there.
What happened, though? That's not you anymore. You kind of abandoned your people. What happened?
Well, no. I got married, and my wife takes care of things, so I don't have to.
So that things actually get done.
Yes, things actually get done.
Well, according to Newsday.com, which is the New York newspaper, they did a survey that said that 38% of Americans have not filed. This was as of 2 days ago, I guess, had not filed their taxes yet. So there are a lot of people who are keeping it to the last minute. And if you are one of those who is furiously working over your 1040 right now, have we got some good advice for you? On the phone with an actual tax expert, this is it Stephen Kipris? Is that right?
That's right. It's Kipris.
Kipris, right. Yep. And you are with a group called the Taxation Institute Training System, the TITS.
That's right, TITS. That's our group. We like to train people each year as they go to file their income taxes on April 15th to give them all the changes in the tax codes, give them all ideas for how they can save the most and keep the majority of the money and give the government less.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up, Mr. Kipris, because it is, for those who do their own taxes, people who, you know, actually sit down without an account and do it by themselves, it's got to be nearly impossible for a layperson to keep track of all the changes year to year that the government makes.
The taxation code as we exist right now, currently in the United States, has over 40,000 pages to it, if you get everything all together. And each year they are changing many different deductions and rebates and what the taxation actually amounts to. Every year there's changes not only in the federal level but also in the state level. So it's important to keep abreast of those things. And it's, as you mentioned, it is difficult because they are changing every year.
Sure. Now, in California, it's of course, taxes are due today like every place else. What's new in 2008?
There are several state tax code changes that we think people need to know about in several of the states. Some major changes in New York, for example. The hookers are now an entertainment expense.
Oh, is that right? After the Elliott Spitzer thing?
That was the last act of Governor Elliott Spitzer before he left office.
I like
That's help for the people in New York State. In Florida, if you're a cheerleader who likes to beat the crap out of other cheerleaders, you can write videotape off as a business expense now.
Really?
Yeah.
About that.
No.
Unfortunately for Dr. Phil, bail is not deductible, however, when you try to get one of them out.
That's too bad.
Okay.
Locally in California, there's a change in the state tax code that will affect over 500,000 California residents this year.
It's a lot.
If you've had a car accident with Britney Spears, the damage she caused is deductible.
It is.
So there's 500,000 motorists right now who are affected by that change.
Okay.
Well, that's
okay.
A good relief.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Federally, we've got a bunch of new changes we'd like to let your listeners know about. The Jolie Pitt Act. This year, if you adopt three or more children from foreign countries, you get to write off the gross national product of those home countries as a deduction.
Really?
Wow.
For instance, Jolie Pitt, you know, for a Cambodia example, that's $372 right there. That's doesn't make a lot of money, Cambodia.
Not a lot of
not a big gross national
product. No, pretty small.
I'm just saying it's not a rich country.
Right, I understand.
They're poverty stricken. I would call them poverty stricken.
Right.
No, no, lower, we got that. Lower income.
Right. Not a lot of money. Mr.
Not a lot of money.
It's TITS, the Taxation Institute Training System. It's TITS. That's the name of your group?
TITS, yeah. You can use the acronym if you'd like.
Well, no. I can't really.
Rather not. Go ahead.
Coward. also, good news for polygamists this year.
Oh.
Of course, polygamists being in the news, there's a federal change in the tax code. You can now deduct every one of your wives if you are a polygamist, if you have multiple wives. Unfortunately, you can only deduct the ones that actually shut up while you're watching television.
Oh, really?
A lot of polygamists are going to be getting zero deductions.
Yeah, it doesn't help you at all.
For their multiple wives, because they can be chatty.
That's true.
They're not quiet.
There's a rider deduction this year in the federal tax code.
What's that?
A rider deduction is if you have the word foxy written anywhere on your body, you get a $200 douchebag rebate.
Really?
Yeah.
It's called a douchebag rebate?
It's a douchebag rebate. Yeah, right. They figure you need the extra cash to get your life together.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know this, Mr. Kippers, but Kevin, my partner here, his last name is Ryder, and he has that tattoo on his arm that he just got this weekend.
That's
interesting. You should bring that up.
Right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Foxy.
Put that in the TITS handbook right there. There's also this year in the federal tax code a bad song rebate.
Bad song rebate?
Yes. If you can ride your bike with no handlebars,
right.
You get to write the cost of the handlebars off your taxes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's
and there's also another tax change this year in the federal code named the Baxter Act that's been passed in Congress.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
You get to write off any length of surgical tube that has been placed either in your eye or in your penis.
Okay. Double covered.
You wouldn't have any way of knowing this, Stephen, but my man Bean has had that in the last month or so.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I didn't qualify then. The tube in your penis has to be over 3 inches, apparently, so I guess he won't be cashing in on that.
Ralph is here with our final look at the showbiz beat for the day. What's going on, Ralph?
You can take the girl out of Louisiana, but you can't take the Louisiana out of the girl.
Uh-oh, Brittany.
Has been something I always stand by. Close. Her pregnant sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, her pregnant 17-year-old sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, was elbowed in the face while attending a drunken teen party this weekend.
Oh, good.
Trying to break up a fight between two of her boyfriend's friends.
Oh, good.
Apparently, there were 500 drunken teenagers at a party in Louisiana that Jamie Lynn was attending with her fiancé, Casey Aldridge.
Thank God.
Casey was spied downing many cans of probably Pabst Blue Ribbon, I'm guessing, or a beer of its ilk.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
An unidentified girl was reported to police as being sexually assaulted at the party as well.
Wow.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Stop it. What is wrong with you?
Jamie Lynn was injured as she attempted to break up a fight between two of Casey's friends. The witness says Jamie Lynn decided she could break it up, but got elbowed hard in the mouth by one of the boys, says an eyewitness.
Wow.
She went crazy, screaming at everyone, crying, screaming, and covering her mouth.
Drama queen.
Casey was so drunk, he just kept trying to hush her up.
Gotta check that out.
Yeah. Gotta love it when the pregnant teenagers in Louisiana all get together for a drunken party and get elbowed in the mouth.
Good times.
Now, Ruff, are you, does the story say that she's actually drinking while she's pregnant, or are we just kind of assuming?
No, I'm not assuming that. I'm just saying there were a lot of drunken teens at the party.
Right.
No word on what her behavior was like. She could have been perfectly sober. In fact, she probably was if she was trying to break up a fight between two drunkards. But I just don't think you put yourself at that party if you're, in your third trimester.
Why?
Because you don't want to be around drunken a-holes.
Why?
Maybe take it easy a little bit in the final weeks before you give birth to a baby, Rodney.
Why?
And this on the heels, by the way, of that video of her last week in the golf cart, remember?
Golf cart? It was an ATV.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
She's in a four-wheel ATV going over sand dunes and stuff, 7 months pregnant.
Yeah.
No seatbelt. Just
and Casey's driving with a handgun in his lap.
Good.
This is the world we live in down south, people.
Good.
Always told you.
Louisiana's awesome.
Forget Iraq. We got to declare war in the South again. We
got to
stir up those Civil War feelings.
I drink your milkshake.
That's right, you do, Rodney. Bad news for Bret Michaels. First of all, he's Bret Michaels.
Right? Yeah, there is that.
Second of all, he is being sued by a disgruntled homeowner who was
stupid enough to let them use his house for filming Rock of Love.
Oh, he didn't get it back in the shape that he had hoped?
Reality TV show or Bret Michaels Looks for Love.
Couldn't see that coming.
Drunken whores.
Yeah, that's good.
He is suing for $380,000 worth of damage to the property. Yeah. Apparently the home near Encino, California, was the shooting location for the dating show, which just finished its second season here on U.S. television. And he wasn't pleased when he got home and found holes in the walls, damage to the ceiling and landscaping, and some missing doors. I don't know who takes off some
missing doors.
It has to be for
them, but
camera angles or something that you would imagine. Yeah. That's why they did it, but put them back is all.
He claims the whole house needs repairing, says the Duke of Tarzana, who rented the home.
Really?
What?
That's who it is?
That's what he calls himself. I don't know who he is.
That's how he rolls.
Encino, that's by where your new house is, isn't it?
Nope.
Not no, Ralph lives in the Valley. We all know that.
Valley boy.
He is a Valley boy.
I am in Hollywood adjacent.
Right. I'm 6 blocks from you and I'm not.
Well, you're not in this good neighborhood, I guess.
Ralph's
very touchy about the fact that he moved to the Valley.
I'm in Hollywood Bowl adjacent.
Valley.
This summer when your shoes melt as you walk your dog, we'll talk.
Valley. If you were cool, you'd still live in the city, man, like all the cool people that are cool do.
All right.
Hey, I have a...
all right, Gilligan.
I have a rock...
You're the professor, make a radio out of a coconut.
I have a Rock of Love. Is that what it's called? Rock of Love, the show?
Yeah.
Every time I come across that show on the VH1 or I see a clip or something like that, Bret Michaels always has the do-rag on his head.
Yes.
Is he balding? Is that what's going on there?
I believe he
balding,
is.
Balding. Yeah. Believe.
Okay. Because that doesn't help. That doesn't make people not look at your head.
He's a douche.
Yeah. You guys catch Letterman last night?
No.
Mm-mm.
I did not.
Al Pacino was on the show.
Oh.
You know how much I love Al Pacino.
Of course. Sure.
He's got that new movie, 88 Minutes, coming out this weekend, which looks awesome, by
the way. It does
look good.
Gee, I wish I knew what it looked like.
Yeah.
Dave
has a copy of it, but he won't share.
Dave has an illegal copy of 88 Minutes?
Well, I wouldn't say illegal as much as not legal.
Oh.
had it for a week. Hasn't bothered to share it with anyone.
Well, the FBI's listening. I'm sure they maybe like to have a conversation
King
about
Mexico.
Piracy with Dave Sanchez. You can get his address from me if you call in.
Now, this is the first time Mr. Pacino has done a film like this one, isn't it, Ralph?
What are you talking about?
Cop drama?
This genre, though, I don't know. It just looks so modern for him. I don't know. I'm
what
surprised to see him in
about?
This role.
This is the same role he does every time.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? Yes.
Same as Insomnia. Same as a lot of cop movies. I mean, Sea of Love, Heat. He plays a cop whose life's in danger in almost every movie.
All right, just look different to me for some reason.
It looks modern to me.
I wish.
I'm used to being dressed as a Revolutionary War character in a tri-cornered hat.
I'm not doing a very good job of describing
you,
but there's something
you're doing well.
Something about this role just looked... I was surprised to see Alan, that's all. But you have a clip or something, right?
I'm surprised looking at him as perhaps someone in the 12th century.
No, that's not what I mean.
What's he doing in a cop
fire
role?
Out of coal. He is, in 88 minutes, he was on Letterman promoting the film last night. And as you know, I worked with Al in Two for the Money.
Sure.
And as you're watching, I was watching him last night, I said, I wonder if he ever thinks of me. Because we got fairly close while we were on the set. All of our scenes were together. We got very friendly.
No.
And I couldn't help but watching. I said, I wonder if every once in a while he ever remembers anything about our experience working together. So you can imagine my surprise when Letterman last night was talking to him about his recent films.
Right.
And this came up.
Do you see young actors that you are admiring?
Oh, sure. Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
In fact, there's this one guy I worked with in Two for the Money named Ralph Garman. Hoo-ah! Boy, is that kid talented. He's the whole package, Dave. Talent. Looks. Quite an amazing fella. Damn, he's good, Dave. He's good.
Imagine that.
Wow.
I was blown away.
How come I haven't gotten tons of emails?
What's up with that?
Everyone must have missed it.
Letterman, not a popular show. But I'm saying...
We would usually get one email, though, from someone tipping
us. Heads up.
Trust me, I was more shocked than anyone.
How about that?
Quite a compliment.
Yeah, still using Hoo-Ah, surprisingly. Oh.
Can we go back and see that on YouTube or something?
No, they burned the print, apparently, after they did it.
Really? Wow.
It was an accident in New York at CBS.
What a shame.
So they can't even rerun that episode then,
no,
I guess.
Sadly, Paul Schaefer burst into flames.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And it's been a long time coming.
He was standing there in editing bay, and the whole thing went up in smoke.
All right.
Felt bad.
That's strange.
Felt sad.
Yeah. Why do you think you were cut out, then?
Oh, because...
too good.
Too good, probably.
Yeah, you don't want to show up Pacino.
You start to outshine the star of the film, it throws the balance of the film off.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so they want to make sure it stays in balance.
I can see that.
You don't want it to be distracting.
Put that McConaughey up against him. Sure. Keep things safe.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Someone he can handle.
Exactly.
Right.
Ooh-ah. Today's celebrity birthdays.
You do an impression of Pacino, don't you, Ralph?
Oh, okay.
Nope. I thought you did.
Sorry. Today's celebrity birthdays. Emma Thompson is 49 years old today. Very talented British actress.
Not even close to a Belle, dude. Not even close.
No.
How dare you?
Samantha Fox is 42 years old today. She was a pop star back in the 80s with enormous cans. Real, too. Real cans.
Were they?
Yeah. Ed O'Brien from Radiohead turns 40 years old today. Seth Rogen from Knocked Up is 26. Emma Watson, who plays Hermione in the Harry Potter movies, turns 18 years old today. Good day to be alive.
Yeah. Oh, that's tight.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz
beat. All right. Time for the AFRO line, 323-520-AFRO. That's the phone number, 24 hours a day. And this is the music. Thank you, Mike. You can call on any topic and leave a message.
Mike, you've heard us do the AFRO segment before, right? You've heard, you know how this works, right?
No, I'm sorry. I don't.
Okay.
From the makers of CSI, CSI New York, and CSI Miami comes the brand new CSI. As the team travels to Mexico, it's CSI coming fall to CBS.
Why not?
See what he did?
Sure.
It's the only CSI that's not being done.
Yep.
Spencer the Love Dispenser was on the program the other day, and everyone loves him.
Spencer the Love Dispenser! Spencer the Love Dispenser! Shut up! Shut it!
Spencer, what's that guy's problem, huh? What do you think it is?
I don't know, Kendall. I'll tell you, bro. Whatever. Haters.
It's the flavor surprise that improves your eyes. The orange and firm and make kids squirm. It's the tasty tap root. The carrot. 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 Do I win?
That's
is that
jingle?
Guy entering the jingle contest?
Yes, he is.
Wow. For folks who weren't listening yesterday, by the way, ask producer Alex, where the hell is the great Mark Burnett that we need to get on the show to talk about his new CBS reality show called Jingles, where people do just what that caller did, make up little songs about products.
He's going to be on the show next week.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Very excited about that.
Hey, you guys, I just want to ask, do you guys know where the Best Buy in Glendale is? I wanted to pick up Juno.
June,
huh? Nice.
Oh, well
a
done,
clean sweep.
Sir. Well done.
Earlier this morning, Bean was being Mr. Sensitive, as he usually is. That's why women love him everywhere.
You mean Bean was being right, as usual, is what you mean.
He was getting under Lisa's skin.
Just a bit.
A bit.
Oh, Lisa, did Bean hurt your feelings this morning? Get over it. Just be the radio candy that you are. Shut up. Stupid Lisa.
Look, Lisa's job is to shut up and be hot, all right? That's it.
Well, that's helpful on radio.
Everyone loves Bean.
Bean, kill yourself. That satellite guy is a moron and boring, and you should die in a fiery car crash.
That's what we think.
Dare you? We talked to Al Jessup at this time yesterday. People are still buzzing about what a dynamic interview it was.
Yes, they are.
And how about your mom? How's she doing, Al? She's on fire. He's the one.
Still buzzing.
No handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars. No handlebars.
Dear Kevin and Bean, what is the name of that handlebar song?
Oh, don't get me started with stupid Vanessa who emailed us minutes ago.
Yeah. He's been yelling about that.
I know. You're not even trying. Look, if you've got a computer and you can send email, then you can goddamn Google the name of a song called Handlebars.
Right, take it
it's not
easy.
That hard. I'm just
right.
saying it's
take
not
it
that
easy.
Hard.
I'm just saying take it easy.
It's not that hard for you to hit the reply button and type handlebars and hit send either.
Nope.
But
no,
she's
but come on.
Stupid, though, is what I'm saying.
Beans are dick, oh, beans are dick, dick, beans are dick, oh, beans are dick, dick, beans are dick, oh, beans are dick, dick.
Wow, the Crypt Keeper, is now recording music.
Time for some phone calls.
We're sorry, you must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
I'm just saying, if we could just teach her to Google, maybe it'll save the next 1,000 emails she sends when she can't figure out the name of other songs
all
that are
right.
obvious.
Mr. That's I'm all. Angry at everything. All right.
Wow. Maybe she 1-800- should just shut up and be eye candy.
Thank you, Ralph. Good point. 1-800-520-1067. Get on the air. Get a prize. Today, it's a good one. It's a pair of passes to join our own Psycho Mike and Omar on the K-Rock red carpet world premiere of Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
That'll be coming up when? In just a few days, right, Mike?
Yeah, Thursday night.
Thursday night. Please enjoy.
Let's say good morning to Mike and Val. Good morning, Mike.
What's up? What it do, Nathan?
What it do?
What it do, Mike?
Yesterday, I went to the Dodger game. I got dragged to go to a Dodger game. And during the seventh inning stretch, you know, this guy with the Angels shirt just, like, bragging on the Dodgers. And then some beater throws one of them, like, Dodger. I guess they're like balls, but the little ones throws a beater.
I can't understand a word he's saying on his phone anymore.
All right. Take it easy,
dude. Bean. I was getting some guy had a bottle and came at the Angels fan.
Yeah,
I thought maybe some of our listeners might also be having trouble understanding him because his phone is so bad. That's all.
Try again.
Back up from the phone a little bit and try again.
All right. So this dude during a seventh inning stretch gets up, chucks a bottle at an Angels fan, knocks him out, and they carry him out on a stretcher.
Oh,
and
dude.
Instead of people clapping, they just laugh and boo at him.
Yeah. Did he call them beaners?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Maybe that was it, yeah.
Don't tend to like that. All right,
Dodgers game.
Exactly. Well, the Angels have had a great deal of success in recent years. The Dodgers, not so much. So I can imagine that maybe some Angels fans are rubbing in a little bit. But you don't do that at Dodger Stadium. You don't do that in their house.
Josh.
Nor do you knock a guy out, I think. You don't chuck a bottle at his head.
No.
Josh in Glendale.
Glendale!
What's going on?
What it do, nephews?
What it do?
What do you do, baby boo?
Hi, Josh.
I'm calling about the turd on the stick that's going to come out this Friday about some Asians that don't like each other. They're going to have to join forces.
I'm looking forward to that.
And they're just, Jesus Christ, it's always the same thing.
I'm looking forward to that. That's the Jackie Chan and Jet Li.
Two biggest names in kung fu movies one movie. That's pretty cool.
Nah, man, I mean, the last five movies that Jet Li did was, this is my last kung fu movie. I'm not going to do this anymore. Blah, blah, blah. Dude, it's just the same thing. They're always just flying around.
I know. I love that.
Their eyes are all stretched out. And then
okay.
What is going on? What
is this race war radio? What are we opened up here?
What's happening to you people?
So we went from beaners to their Asians and their eyes are all stretched
out. What the hell? We haven't had this since Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris did a movie together. That's how long it's been since we had two powerhouses working together.
I'm looking forward to this.
Game of Death, whatever the hell the one they were in together.
It's been a long time. Game of Death.
It was.
I don't know how much plot Josh requires for a kung fu movie either, by the way.
I'm upset they put some white kid in there. We don't need him. We don't need a little Weasley white kid. Oh, I fell through the magical portal, and I've got a magical javelin, and that will save the kingdom. Get the white kid the hell out.
Save the world. All right, let's say good morning to Nikki in Simi Valley. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning. I know you guys are not huge reality TV fans, but you're missing a wonderful train wreck with Big Brother.
Mm. We like some reality TV.
I stopped watching Big Brother after season 47.
Okay, yeah, but Natalie on this season, her boobs are hugely fake, but she is a bikini barista. Yeah, she serves coffee in a bikini, and she should be the next Double December.
Really? Okay, so you're attracted to the woman on there.
Well, she drives me crazy, but she just seems like she'd fit in with the Kevin and Bean club.
How dare you? So you're saying we drive you crazy. That's what you're saying.
No,
she knows your type. That's what
you know.
She's
our type,
saying.
Oh, yeah. Pretty easy call.
Nikki, let me ask you this because I tried. Big Brother. It was an entertaining idea, watching people living in a house. I tried it back in the first season, but it just seemed like it was just so boring. There was so much time during the hour that nothing was going on except people sitting on a couch talking. Is that still the format of the show?
No, they kind of have more competitions now, so you kind of build up to like the power of veto and the food comp, and it's amusing.
If I'm going to watch a boring reality show where people just sit around and talk, I'm going to watch The Hills.
But they don't.
Because I hate them as well.
Now.
There's a lot of that Jenny Chin, though, in there, too. Isn't she hosting?
Dear God.
I don't think that's her name. It's Julie.
Well, Julie,
whatever. Oh, talking. A lot of talking.
I know.
She's the host.
How do you feel now that you're
she's
almost,
awful.
You're going to be removed from the house? What are your feelings now? Oh, shut up.
No, she's horrible, and she has that job because her boyfriend's the president.
Who'd she bang to get that gig?
Les Moonves.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
What?
Yeah. I think she's great.
I think she's back away from the phone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Me too.
Angela in Pomona, good morning.
Gosh, I'm on the radio for real.
Yes,
no,
you are.
For real.
No,
for real.
For real.
Okay, well, I was calling because my husband has an Asian persuasion at work.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. And
what's happening with you people today?
He's in denial.
Welcome to
Brotherhood Week.
Insult that race. Call now.
And that they're like brother and sister, but they go out to lunch, mm-hmm. like all the time. And they go out to expensive places, and I don't get expensive places. I get, like, the hat, you know?
Oh, I love the hat. Angela, it's the best pastrami sandwich in the world.
Yeah, wet fries too, bitch.
Hold on a sec. He's in denial that she's Asian, or he's
that he's got a persuasion.
Oh, you think he's got a thing for her?
He's hot for her because she's Asian.
But she's engaged and stuff. But I still think...
Doesn't mean they're not banging. You know, Angela?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's very reassuring.
Brought her right down, didn't it?
Angela...
She wasn't even considering that.
Not really.
Angela, how much do you weigh and how tall are you? Seriously.
I weigh 130. I'm 5'1".
Ooh. Ooh, yeah. You better be looking
down. What is this girl weigh?
She's fine.
Best estimate, what does this Asian girl weigh and height?
Oh, my gosh. She's like... 5'2", maybe like 110 pounds.
Typical.
Way tinier than I am.
Yeah. He's doing the right thing.
Yeah. A few less trips to the hat, I think, for you.
You think?
Come on, you're calling us.
You're calling us and asking if your husband's likely diddling her, and the answer is clearly yes.
She wasn't
that's
even asking.
What I'm asking.
You were just asking if your husband might have a type. You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's banging her. You know that, right?
You should start taking some kung fu classes.
You guys should give me the Harold and Kumar premiere ticket.
All right, we'll give them to you. Hold on.
Oh, I love you.
All right.
Who are you going to take because your husband doesn't go with you?
Chick. Asian chick.
All right, I think we've done enough damage.
Good.
We've done enough damage for today.
There's got to be some more hate out there, isn't there?
We almost need a UN resolution just to mop up from the last 5 minutes with our callers. Wow. I want to thank our special guests on the program today, including, of course, our friend Matt Money Smith. You can join him on the Laker pregame show this afternoon, Lakers versus Sacramento. Also, I want to thank, we don't generally direct you toward LA Times newspaper articles, but this is one you ought to read so that you know how we're all going to die. Thanks to John Johnson for joining us from the Times today. LATimes.com. Read up about the atom smasher that's going to create a black hole that's going to swallow the earth. So, that happened.
We didn't understand it, but it seems bad.
That was my porn name, too, the Atom Smasher.
Was it? Yeah. I didn't realize that. Gay porn.
Gay porn. Yeah.
Joel McHale, a guy named Adam. Joel McHale tomorrow, the host of The Soup, of course. He's doing some stand-up at the Improv.
No, he's not.
He's got a great act.
Yeah, he does a one-man show, 2 hours long.
This guy keeps getting gigs, and he has no stand-up. How does that happen?
He's a homo.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Luckiest man in show business.
Also, tomorrow we're going to check in with Jesus Beans Gardner. It's been a while.
Good.
Find out what's going on in Beans' house.
Although he's been very, very busy. I've had to really give him a lot of work since my wife's been out of town for the last couple of
weeks.
Is that a euphemism?
Yes, it is.
His wife's out of town and giving him a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Tomorrow, bad celebrity encounters. David Coverfield?
Coverdale.
Told Psycho Mike he was a pussy.
From Whitesnake? The dude from Whitesnake?
Yes.
Said you were a pussy.
A pufta and a pussy.
Yes.
Wow, that's coming from the lead singer of Whitesnake.
I couldn't control myself.
So that hurt. Bad celebrity encounters tomorrow, and Kristen Bell will be on the program.
Oh, I can't control myself either.
Kristen Bell.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That movie looks funny, by the way.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Looking forward to that.
One critic said they laughed out loud 20 times.
He counted them?
It's an actual review. I laughed out loud 20 times.
All right.
Well, that must be the magic number. 19, you only got 1.5 stars. 20, boom, you're in.
You're in.
All of that tomorrow morning right here on an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Stick around, though. Cat Corbett is next with some Foo Fighters, also Social D, Linkin Park, Sublime, Bad Religion, and more after this on K-Rock.